Hello fans, and welcome out here to Tiger Field, the third game of this weekend series. We're in the finale now. Golden Five took the first two games. We're out here on Father's Day, and this is one of your last few chances for this reminder to bring your dad out to the ballpark tonight, and he'll get in free for Father's Day. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schlange. It's great to have you with us here on a wonderful Sunday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball as we get set to get things started here. We're going to start things off with the national anthem. It will be sung to you by Kendall Hovett momentarily before we get to those starting lineups. We're going to break for tonight's national anthem.
What's so bright do we know on this twilight speed, whose broad stripes and bright stars there call us by, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly. Was still there, oh, Satan, Star Spangled.
Thank you, Kendall, for tonight's rendition of our nation's anthem here on this Father's Day. And I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schlange. We'll get those starting lineups to you in just a few moments. But Spencer, last night the Colt 45s came out on top yet again, second game in a row against these West Coast Kings. What are you looking for tonight as far as the offense is concerned? They've been a little bit quieter in these last two games, only scoring about 7 or 8 runs.
Yeah, Jacob, thank you for having me here today. I'm excited. I'm just excited for another great game. These last two matchups have been pretty close, pretty well contested. Still a decent amount of scoring, but just more offense. Looking for some more offense tonight for sure from the Colt 45s, as they have, last night, as you mentioned, they tacked on their 10th win of the season, going for 11 here.
Yeah, and hopefully they can do it here in this finale. Looking for the series sweep, something that happened a lot last season. We talked about it before the show started, but had the Colt 45s not lost to the Fresno Athletics, they would be approaching a 30-game winning streak dating back to last year, and that's just an amazing feat to even be close to. Really, that one blemish, they lost by a score of 11-10. You can't be mad about that.
Absolutely. Just an incredible run here from the Colt 45s. Like you mentioned, just that one loss by one run game that came down to the wire is the difference between an incredible run, 29-1 compared to 30-0, but cannot complain with one loss in the past year.
Definitely not. But that is just baseball. Sometimes you're on the winning side, sometimes you're in the loss column. But tonight, the Colt 45s will look to stay in the win column and sweep the West Coast Kings. But the West Coast Kings will be trying their hardest to prevent the Colt 45s from sweeping them. They'll have Daniel Polasek leading things off and playing center field. Be followed up in the order by A.J. Martinez at third base. Then Park Romney will be playing right field in that three spot, followed by Gio Martini, the first baseman, batting cleanup. Then Rogan Bodie at short. Noah Morton, the designated hitter, Kevin Huerta at second base, Vince Vanderwell, the catcher. He'll be catching those balls and strikes from the starting pitcher, Dylan Warren. And then batting ninth will be Andrew Wilford. He'll be out in left field. Again, for the West Coast Kings, Polasek in center, Martinez at third, Romney in right, Martini at first, Bodie at short, Morton the DH, Huerta at second, Vanderwell the catcher, and Wilford in left. For the Colt 45s, they'll be sending Colby Raphael to lead things off. He'll be out there patrolling center field. He took over in center last night after Trajan Rogowski was hit in the face with a foul ball off the screen. He followed up by Adam Reyes, the DH. And then it will be Andrew Mora at first base, followed by Dylan Green in the cleanup spot at second, Sam Marr at third, Mark Anthony Carroll will be the shortstop. Then Corey Likens in right, Brandon Zanny will be behind the dish. He'll be catching Ozzie Sanchez, getting the start tonight, a right-hander off the first base side of the rubber. And then batting in that nine spot will be Tyler Zanizer in left field. Again, Raphael in center, Reyes the DH, Moore at first, Green at second, Marr at third, Carroll at short, Likens in right, Zanny the catcher, and Zanizer in left. For Ozzie Sanchez with Antelope Valley College, is actually where he'll be headed this upcoming season. My apologies. His high school stats, though. Spencer, how are his high school stats looking?
Doing pretty good. He batted .474 on the season in high school, throughout his career in high school with 35 games played, 7 walks, PA of 28, 9 hits allowed, 9 RBIs himself, and OBP of .571 on the career. So, heading to college, it's the first time I get to watch him play tonight, and I'm really excited to see what he's got, what he can bring to the table.
Yeah, some great offensive stats for our starting pitcher. We have no pitching stats, so we're rocking with the offensive ones tonight. We have not seen him pitch yet this season, unless he started that game down in Fresno that we do not have any stats on, so our apologies there, but the tall right-hander will be getting the baseball tonight from head coach Bob Anderson, as he's now ready to face off against this West Coast Kings lineup. Leading things off will be the center fielder Daniel Polasek. Martinez and Romney also do up. Here's the first pitch from the righty. Misses. Catches the outside corner. First pitch comes in at 7:13 p.m. Polasek from that left-hand batter's box with an 0-1 count now after the righty. Sanchez now winds and deals the 0-1. Bounced it in there. Zanny unable to handle it. Evens up the count at 1-1. We just got word from the PA that Polasek is batting .500 this series. No question why he's leading off here is the 1-1. Misses low for ball two. The defense behind Ozzie Sanchez is at third, going around the infield from left to right. Marr Carroll at short. Green at second, Moore at first, and then left to right field. Zanizer in left, Raphael in center. As this one, the ground ball toward the shortstop, moving to his left back line, second base, throw to first, not in time. Moore tried to do the splits, but the infield single is the way our ball game begins tonight.
Great speed there from Polasek. Jacob able to beat the throw and get on board right off the open.
Yeah, Mark Anthony Carroll doing all he could, back behind the bag. Moving to his left, corralled the ball, and then threw across his body to first. Mora stretching, nearly doing the splits. Bob Anderson complaining to the first base umpire that if Mora came off the bag, which seems to be the reason the runner was actually safe at first, although I thought it was a pretty close play over there, I just figured I didn't see it as clean as the first base umpire did, but Bob Anderson motioning if Mora came off the bag when the throw was received, then the umpire should have motioned for that rather than just calling him safe. And Bob Anderson has headed back into the dugout. Now has returned. A 2-0 count on the right hand hitting AJ Martinez. Sanchez looking for a ground ball here to quickly get to the infield for the Colt 45, shaded up the middle. Ball three now misses. Park Romney, the right fielder, on deck.
So far, Jacob Sanchez just not quite able to hit the strike zone yet. Just one strike on the very first pitch that painted the corner. But since then, been a little bit of a drought.
And he did get that ground ball earlier. Now he issues a four-pitch walk to AJ Martinez that will put two on. And not the way you want the ball game to begin. As Park Romney will come up to the plate. A big end of the box on that right side as the Colt 45s bring the first baseman Andrew Moore to play on the rim of the infield grass looking for a bunt. The third baseman playing even with the bag as Sanchez delivers a strike. A ball misses low and away, my apologies. Thought the umpire motion for a strike there. Now Sanchez, glove up by his hip, picks a runner at first. The infield shifting the right-hand hitter to pull. Here's the 1-0 on the outside corner. Makes the count, one ball and one strike. Martinez from first and Polasek from second. Polasek led off the game with the infield single. Martinez walked. Now the 1-1 delivery from Ozzie Sanchez, the right hand pitcher off the first base side. One's fouled out of play toward the parking lot. That's strike two on Park Romney.
Sanchez here, Jacob working his way back into the count. If he can get out here with limited damage, he doesn't want to walk. He wants to make these Kings earn their places on the plate for sure.
Even if you can get a ground ball to the left side, absolutely, get the lead runner at third, the third baseman playing right on the bag. That's Sam Marr over there at third. He had the night off last night at third base. Here's the 1-2. On the inside corner, ring him up. Strike three, call up Park Romney. He's gone. Looking. The umpire catching me off guard there with a strike call. A little bit different from some other umpires we've seen, especially in this series. A very subtle strike three call. Now the left hand hitting Gio Martini. Deep in the box from that left side. Andrew Mora now playing behind the runner at first. Here's the first pitch from Sanchez as a fly ball center field. Rafael giving chase toward the 406 mark. Right to the warning track on the run. It's going to go beyond him. All the way to the wall. He quickly plays it back in. The throw from the cutoff man to second base is in time, but the tag not applied. Appeal. And now he's called out. The tag was applied, I believe. Already some hubbub here. And the umpire actually says he missed the tag. Now there's going to be a little conference amongst the umpires as the West Coast Kings head coach is out there arguing. The bases are loaded now for the West Coast Kings. I think the runner at second was called out, but there's some sort of protest as far as the head coach of the West Coast Kings is concerned. And last night he was ejected after arguing the call. Now the runner from second makes his way back to the dugout, so he was called out. Runners at the corners, two gone. The West Coast Kings not scoring on that play after Colby Rafael from center field right to the right of the 406 mark out there made the throw into Dylan Green, who was in shallow center field. And what a way to begin this top of the first inning, Spencer.
Yeah, definitely not entirely sure what all went down there. Martini absolutely belted that one all the way out, just about 400 feet. Incredible for it to stay in. And like you said, Rafael out there all the way on the warning track, not able to make the grab, but gets it back in play to the shortstop. The shortstop makes a great play to get the out and apply the tag as well.
And as the runner from second, that was AJ Martinez, was getting back to the bag after he was caught making a wide turn at second base. He slid to the pitcher's mound side of second base rather than the outfield side. and somehow it looked like he got around the tag, but he was called out by field umpire. Here's the 1-0, runner not going, right at the knees, misses low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Another runner going and no contest on the throw. Zanny didn't even make the throw down. Count three balls and no strikes. A single, a walk, a strikeout looking, and then a long single to center field. Put runners at the corners, but there's two gone now after the runner was thrown out at second base. There's a strike from Mr. Ozzie Sanchez. Threw a fastball in there right at the knees.
Yeah, Jacob, that's a great pitch there from Sanchez. Keeping himself alive in the count and not loading those bases.
Sanchez at this point is trying to settle in. Here's a 3-1. It's a ground ball toward the shortstop. Gloves throws across the first base in time, and the side is retired. West Coast Kings strand a pair, or scoreless as we head to the home half of the first.
Tonight's Red and Cold 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today. Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. We are entering the bottom of the first. The Colt 45s will get their first look at them. We got Rafael, Reyes, and Mora leading off for us here in the inning.
Yeah, and Spencer, we were talking about it during the break, but just the speechless factor from both of us with the umpiring already. Everything from the home plate umpire and making sure we convey the balls and strikes directly over the airwaves to just that call over there at second base, because the runner at second who got erased on the play was AJ Martinez making the wide turn at second, and then he was called out, then they appealed it, and he was standing on second base like he was safe, which made all of us confused here at Tiger Field. But rolling with the punches as we begin this bottom of the first. Colby Rafael will be leading things off. Rafael last night, again, taking over in center field for Trahan Rogowski. He went 1 for 4 with a single. And again, he was 24 for 30 last year in the stolen bases department. This year, he's 5 for 5. Here's the first pitch from the lefty. It's a ground ball toward the first baseman who, with the shift on the pull hitter, had a beat him in the foot race to the first base bag. Three unassisted on the play. Rafael first pitch swinging. Dylan Warren, the lefty out there for the West Coast Kings. A fast pace to this ball game already. As Adam Reyes, the designated hitter, will step into the box. Reyes last night was 1 for 3 with a single, and he would later come around to score. Here's the first pitch from the lefty in this left on right matchup as a fastball on the inner half, called strike one. Now the 0-1. Breaking ball on the outside corner, right at the belt.
Good looking pitches from Warren here to start off.
Called strike two. Colt 45 is rocking the yellow tank top jerseys with the black sleeves underneath. The West Coast Kings back to their black short sleeves. Here's the 0-2. Misses up and away. Good uniform matchup here. The yellow and black on both jerseys. Colt 45 is with that more traditional yellow. The West Coast Kings rocking more of a gold. It's a 1-2 pitch. Misses low and in. Caromed off over the catcher and then off the umpire. Two balls and two strikes. It was bounced in there. 2-2 with one out and nobody on. here in this scoreless bottom of the first. The 2-2 from the southpaw, the third base side of the rubber, is a heater up and away for ball three that will fill the count. A very opposite of bat compared to Colby Raphael, who first pitch swinging hit it right to the first baseman with the shift on. Race, the wide stance, here's the payoff delivery, fouled back to the screen, over toward the parking lot where fans are still pouring in. And we'll do it again.
It's great patience and composure here from Adam Reyes so far. Just getting back in the count, starting down 0-2. And now he's staying alive, looking to get on base here.
Adam Reyes getting a little bit lower in his stance and a little bit wider. Here's the payoff pitch with one gone. Swung on back toward the pitcher. Caroms off his leg. Now picks it up, recovering, and throws the first in time for the out. A great play by Dylan Warren, sporting that iconic number 42 jersey.
So it's a great play by Warren, unfazed by the ball, skipping up, taking a weird hop off of what looked like his upper leg, maybe his hip, but stays composed, makes the throw to first, and gets the second out of the inning.
Yeah, as he was coming to his landing in his delivery, almost went between his legs, reached the glove down, caromed off of it, and then quickly recovered, as you said, before making the throw to first. A very close play. First pitch swing, Andrew Mora sends this one to the left field for a base hit, a wide turn at first, but he's going to hold there with a single. That's the first hit of the ball game for the Colt 45s. Another first batter swinging.
That's a great looking swing there by Mora. Just right over the third baseman's head. No way he can reach up there. He's going to get a free pass to first base with a swing like that.
Yeah, just going the opposite way with it. On an outside pitch, just poked it over the third baseman's head and no one able to get to it. Landed it right on the fairway. Now Dylan Green up to the plate. Slightly open stance for the right-hand hitter. Mora takes his lead at first, being held on by the first baseman Martini as Green takes a called strike on the outside corner. Two outs in this bottom of the first. It's a scoreless ball game here on this Sunday night at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Here's the 0-1 delivery from the southpaw. Fastball misses wide. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Dylan Warren getting the start today for the West Coast Kings. Out of the stretch, delivers the 1-1. Is a breaking ball, misses way up and in toward the hands of Dylan Green. Dylan Green having a solid year at the plate for the Colt 45s, batting .217. He's got 8 RBIs. Here's the 2-1 pitch from Warren. The ground ball up the middle to the second baseman, back line second base. He'll flip to the shortstop on the bag in time to retire the side. 4-6 gets the lead runner. And the side is retired as we head to the top of the second inning here in this scoreless ball game.
Tonight's Redding Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Spillenge. It's great to have you with us here on a wonderful Sunday evening edition of Colt 45's Baseball. Morton, Huerta, and Vanderwell do up for the West Coast Kings, facing off against Ozzy Sanchez, the right-hander. Stepping in the left-hand batter's box, Noah Morton, the designated hitter. Will lead off this top of the second inning. Here's the first pitch from Sanchez. On the outside corner, check swing. Doesn't matter. Call it a strike.
We saw some great action in the first inning. on both sides of the ball, offensive and defensively, both of these teams, but no runs crossing home plate as of yet.
Some great baseball being played thus far. Here's the 0-1. Just misses to blow it in. One ball, one strike.
This is Blanc's first appearance in this 3-8 series. Steve, the first start.
Now the pitch from Sanchez, the 1-1. Bounces it in there back to the screen. 2-1 now.
Yeah, it looks like that one just got away from Sanchez a little bit. Looks like it even almost hit the grass before it even hit the dirt.
And Tiger Field featuring that little cutout in front of home plate on the grass, giving that full circle around home plate. So it's about 6 feet probably in front of home plate. Just looked like it slipped as he was landing in his delivery. Now the count 2-2 after that pitch was called a strike. 2 balls, 2 strikes with nobody out and nobody on in this top of the second inning. The 2-2. Popped up over our heads toward the barbecue pit, and sorry about that break in the action. I was trying to find the baseball as it lands out near the bocce courts. And me and Spencer both ducking out of the way.
Yeah, a little duck and cover action there for sure.
3 feet over our heads as some kids go grab it. Here's the 2-2. Swing! And this fell throw it around the horn. Morton chases a breaking ball way outside the zone. That was a mile-high pop-up, and partly cloudy skies above us. That baseball was really hard to find. I played third, but we never really had to chase fly balls like that, except for in BP. Now Kevin Ferrudo will step up to the plate. Right-handed hitter. Facing off against the righty Sanchez. Sanchez kicks and deals the 0-1. This is wide. 1 ball and no strikes. With 1 gone. Here's the 1-0. Working off the first base out of the rubber. Waved at. Breaking ball him way out in front. Florida chasing it. Nice little 12-6 curveball there. Dropping out of the zone.
Yeah, it's a good-looking pitch there from Sanchez. Really confused for it on there on that one.
Yeah, it looked like Ferruda was looking for something else and just caught off balance, had to commit. Here's a 1-1. Wing and miss for strike two. With 1 gone, the outfield playing straight up. The left side of the infield shifted a couple of steps to pull. There's a huge hole to the left of second base. The 1-2 pitch is a ground ball toward the Colt 45's dugout on the third base side. One, two count still on Ferruda. He even stands for the right-hand hitter. The 1-2 delivery from Sanchez is a ground ball chopper toward the third baseman Marr. Charging gloves, throws to first. In time, the stretch by Mora. 5-3 on the play. Great play by Marr to time that charge correctly on the baseball. Handled the chopper well, calling off his shortstop, Mark Anthony Carroll, who was ready to back him up on the play. Marr gloving it with the left hand and then making the quick throw.
Yeah, and Mora stretching out all the way down to a full split nearly and making a great play on that ball that was going to make it to him, but he decided to meet the ball a little bit there and beat the tag as well, or beat the runner, excuse me.
Yeah, first pitch misses low to the left-hand hitting Vince Vanderwell. And for Mora, that's a very routine thing he's done, is just meeting the ball where it's at, as you said, Spencer. Here's the 1-0 bounced in there for ball two.
Yeah, that's just another great thing about having some height at first base, just in case anything's overthrown or anything's even underthrown, getting the leg out there, stretching and making a grab at the glove.
And as a former third baseman myself, the amount of times I've been saved by my first baseman, if your first baseman is good, that makes the rest of your infield a whole lot better. Here's the 2-0, right at the knees on the inner half, called strike one. Just also having that ability of your infielders can rush a throw over there and just get it close so the first baseman can make a play on the other end to get the out. Extra defensive insurance. Here's a 2-1. Right at the knees on the inside corner. Vanderwall, a little bit confused of where that hit in the zone as he exchanged some words with the home plate umpire, but not upset about it. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs in this top of the second inning. It's the slowest ball game. The 2-2 bounces in there again. Zanny blocking it will fill the count to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Now, the payoff pitch from Sanchez. Foul toward the first base coach. Tries to make the barehanded play, but unable to. And the count holds at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Now Sanchez, peering in at Zanny. Zanny sets up low and away. The payoff delivery. This is low, and Vanderwall will work the walk. Andrew Wilford will get his first try at Ozzie Sanchez, the right-hander.
Yeah, and Vanderwall doing a good job there, just playing the long game with 2 outs down. Once the count filled up, he just bought his pitch and got a free pass to first base there just to keep the inning alive.
And now the pitching coach for the Colt 45s will jog out to the mound, exchange some words with Zanny and Sanchez. Jaden Montero is the courtesy runner for Vanderwall. And Jaden Montero's great-grandmother, I received the word a couple of days ago from one of our producers back at KCNR, that his great-grandma is listening from Hawaii. So special thanks to her for tuning in online at KCNR1460.com. We appreciate it here at KCNR. Always great to have fans from all over listening in. As the meeting now broken up, Zanny makes his way back behind the dish. And the right end hitting Andrew Wilford will step back into the box. Out of the stretch now, Sanchez checks runner at first, being held on by Mora. The first pitch is a fly ball right at Colby Rafael, playable. He will move to his right half a step and squeeze it for the out. Wilford flies out, and the inning ends with the West Coast team threatening but unable to score. We had 2 the bottom half of the second inning.
Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
You can stand faster than that. Into that. Go. 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 Back to me.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. We're entering the bottom of the second inning here, still scoreless. Heading up to the plate, we have Marr, Carroll, and Likens in the first three here.
Yeah, Spencer, and so far for Ozzie Sanchez, he's faced a little bit of traffic on the bases, but the good news is none of them have scored. The West Coast Kings straining 3 already tonight. They stranded 10 last night. The Colt 45s, though, they only stranded 1 runner last night. It was a very sparse game offensively. They only had 7 hits for the West Coast Kings. They had 8 hits. Sam Marr will step into the box.
Yeah, Jacob, it's not every day you get out hit and still find a way to win the game, but that's just the kind of run the Colt 45s have been on this past year.
Yeah, and as we talked about it previously, if it weren't for that blemish in Fresno, as Sam Marr takes a called strike, catching the bottom of the zone. the Colt 45s would be nearing a 30-game win streak. Now 1-1 after Marr lays off that pitch that missed the zone. Right-handed hitter, Mark Anthony Carroll on deck. The southpaw delivers a breaking ball, waved at for strike two. Marr way out in front. Both pitchers for the Kings and the 45s. Excellent breaking balls so far. Here's the 1-2 pitch. This is low. 2-2.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, the pitcher's doing a great job of just spicing things up from the mound and delivering some great breaking balls so far today.
Especially Dylan Warren, the lefty, as he delivers a fastball on the outside corner at the knees, and Marr is retired. He goes down looking. Again, pitch sequence. He went heater, heater, off-speed, breaking ball, heater, and got the punch out. Now Mark Anthony Carroll, the shortstop, will step up to the plate. Bottom of the second here in the scoreless ball game. One gone. As Warren delivers a strike right on the inner half for strike one. Here's a one pitch. Waved at again. There's that breaking ball. Caught him on the off-speed stuff again. Quickly in an 0-2 hole is Mark Anthony Carroll. Slightly open stance is the 0-2 pitch from Warren. Sails that one right around the eyes of Mark Anthony Carroll, laying off the high fastball.
So far this season, Mark Anthony Carroll with 11 hits and 29 attempts, batting .379, not too bad at all.
A 1-2 pitch in the dirt for ball two. And Mark Anthony Carroll having a solid year thus far. He's also been a courtesy runner at times. Now that 2-2 ground ball toward the first baseman, who will take it himself for the second out. Now to the plate is Corey Likens after the three unassisted. Digging into the box on the right side, slightly open stance. Infield shifted to pole. First pitch catches the outer half, a called strike one. The outfield playing straight up, but the infield to pull. The right fielder takes a couple steps toward the right field line. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball waved at. There it is again, setting up that breaking ball. He's thrown it as the second pitch in three straight at-bats.
Well, Jacob, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I think that's what the Kings are going by today.
The 0-2 delivery on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. The Colt 45s go 1-2-3 as we head to the top of the third.
Tonight's Reading Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash when you take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. So stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Zanny having to put the tools of ignorance back on, all that catcher's gear. So it was another Colt 45 receiving the warm-up tosses from Ozzie Sanchez back out there. Rain McMillan, who caught last night's game, doing some of that work behind the plates for Sanchez to warm up. Due up will be the top of the order in Daniel Polasek, E.G. Martinez, and Park Romney. And we'll touch on it again when the Colt 45s come up in the bottom of the third. But Spencer, you said right before Lycan struck out. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And that's kind of been the theme for Dylan Warren, the southpaw for the Colt 45, the West Coast Kings, rather, tonight, facing off against the Colt 45s. He's gone through the order in order thus far tonight, nearly, except for that one blemish on his scorecard. That was an Andrew Mora opposite field single.
Yeah, and that was also just a great play on the ball by Mora, not even a bad pitch by any means, and he's got 2 strikeouts to his name. He's looked really good so far through the first 2 innings.
Yeah, tough customer for the Colt 45s to face off against as the left-hand hitting Daniel Polisek lays off the first pitch low and away for ball one. The infield shifted to pull, the outfield playing straight up. Here's a 1-0 pitch from Sanchez of a foul ball over the third base dugout of the Colt 45s. 1-1. Now the 1-1 delivery. So fly ball toward the left field corner. Foul. It's going to end up in the Colt 45 pen.
Good looking contact from Polisek there as well. Just can't quite keep him in between the lines.
Yeah, unable to really get around the baseball. Now the 1-2 pitch as Rafael shades himself toward the left center field gap. This one hit down the line. Foul again toward the Colt 45 pen. Count holds at 1-2. Rafael shifting way over toward the left center gap. He's about 5 or 6 steps to the left of the 406 sign. Out there in center. The left fielder also shifted toward the line. The 1-2 pitch. The fly ball toward shallow left field. A trio of Colt 45s converging on it. And it's going to land in between all of them, I believe. Out of play. Blocked by the top of the dugout there. And staying alive is Daniel Polisek.
That's 3 pitches in a row that Polisek has fouled off into nearly the same exact spot all 3 times, just down that third base line.
Yeah, and that's why the left fielder, along with the center fielder, shifted toward the line. That's for Phil in center, and then Zan Iser in left. Giving chase on that was Mark Anthony Carroll as well from shortstop, along with the third baseman, Sam Marr. Now the 1-2. Hit in the air toward left. Left fielder Zanizer giving chase right in front of the track. Will take a few strides back and squeeze it for the out. Winning the battle there was Ozzie Sanchez after a few fly balls, foul balls from Daniel Polisek.
Yeah, Jacob, I think it's safe to say Polisek likes pulling to the left side of the field, even as a lefty himself. You saw there, as you mentioned, the 45's outfield shifting all the way left for a left-handed hitter, which is not something you see every day.
Yeah, definitely an opposite field hitter. So this one's hit toward the opposite field, but foul for the right-hand hitting A.J. Martinez. He walked his last time up. Now, Sanchez comes set off the first base side. One out, nobody on. Here's the 0-1. Fouled back toward the parking lot over the screen. And off a cart. No damage for strike two. Now, Sanchez with a new baseball. Comes set off the first base side. Kicks and deals the 0-2. The line shot, little flare, and through to center field for a base hit. Great piece of hitting. It was in on the hands. Just able to push the ball up beyond the reach of the second baseman, Dylan Green, and the shortstop, Mark Anthony Carroll, for a base hit. That will bring up Park Romney, right-handed hitter. He struck out looking his last time up. Tonight's beer batter. He struck out looking his last time up. Steps into the box. Colt 45 is looking for 2 on the infield. Zanny thought about a back pick after that pitch was way outside the zone for ball one. He looked AJ Martinez back to first, who's being held on by Andrew Mora. Colt 45's shade the infield to pull on the right hand hitter. Dylan Green. He steps away from second base. Ground ball to third baseman Marr. Marr fields, gloves, throws to second for 1 to relay to first. In time! Not in time! safe at first, beating out the play. 5-4 erases the lead runner, reaching first on the fielder's choice is Park Romney. Now two gone. Looked like he was out by about half a step there. As the left-hand hitter, Gio Martini will step up to the plate. He singled his last time up. Quick pickoff attempt down to first, not in time. Kicks away from Mora momentarily, but quickly recovers. Slipping on the pickoff attempt.
It is a great full night out tonight at the ballpark here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, Jacob. Lots of families enjoying their Father's Day Sunday evening out here. Enjoying some great baseball.
Yeah, partly cloudy skies, but below 90, it doesn't even feel that hot. It's really cooled off, especially compared to some games we had at this time last year. It was already about 110. Now a 1-0 count on Gio Martini. Zanny sets up away. There's a line shot out of play on the left field side. Moves the count to one ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1 with the runner not going as a line shot toward Dylan Green. Plays it on a hop. Kicks off his glove and back toward the rim of the infield grass. Everybody's going to be safe. Park Romney moving up and Gio Martini safe at first on the singles. A sinking line drive, Dylan Green having to play it on a hop, unable to move to field it, and then reaching up as it kicked up off the dirt and just caromed off of his glove. Now the right hand hitting Rogan Bodie to the plate. Shortstop tonight for the West Coast Kings. Runners take their leads from first and second. Mora playing behind the runner at first. Here's the 1-0. Ground ball foul toward the third base dugout. Bob Anderson moving out of the way. One ball and one strike. With two gone, Ozzie Sanchez having a lot of traffic on the bases early on in this ballgame tonight.
Absolutely, but it hasn't come back to bite him yet. But we'll see. He's got to get out of this inning as well with runners on first and second here.
Yeah, so Dovey's a breaking ball. Just a bit inside for ball two, and definitely don't want to jinx him. But hopefully he can get out of this jam with the runners on first and second.
Absolutely.
The pitch misses low and in for ball three.
He's thrown some solid pitches tonight as well, but the Kings just attacking on the offensive. They're hitting the ball pretty well.
Yeah, and it looks like he just can't quite hit his locations spot on. They're just close every time. Now the 3-1 just misses low. Now we'll load the bases with two outs. Ozzie Sanchez trying to work himself out of this jam as the left-hand hitting Noah Morton will step up to the plate. The designated hitter is not someone you want up with the bases juiced.
Definitely not. It's going to be an important first pitch here from Sanchez. Just get ahead of the count early.
Here's a pitch off of first base side. A breaking ball on the outside corner right at the belt. A called strike one. The infielder's still playing behind the runners at normal depth. Third baseman Marr shifted a couple steps to pull on the left-hand hitter. Check swing, waves at one in the dirt, blocked by Zanny. Great job there. That breaking ball bit a little bit too hard, and way out in front was Noah Morton. He was already swinging before Marr had really released the baseball. Tried to hold up, but unable to. No balls and two strikes. All the count leverage Ozzie Sanchez needs. The 0-2 delivery with the bases loaded and two outs in the dirt, blocked by Zanny, keeps it in front of him. Great job by Zanny to just keep that ball in front of him.
Yeah, I was just about to say, does a great job. He knows Sanchez is going to be throwing things that he wants Morton to swing at. He doesn't want anything too close to the strike zone, especially with a deadly hitter like that and being up in the count. So Zane just doing a great job keeping the ball in front of him and not letting anyone advance.
Sanchez wasting that pitch. The 1-2 in the dirt again. Zanny blocking it. Noah Morton not biting on it. Count moves to 2-2. There's 2 gone, and the bases are loaded here in this scoreless top of the third inning. If you're Sanchez, you need to stop wasting pitches here and just try and get an out. The 2-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. A fist bump and a slap in the glove as Ozzie Sanchez struts off the mound. The West Coast Kings strand a trio. They score none. They thread but do not score. We had 2 at the bottom of the third here in this scoreless ball game.
Tonight's Red and Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schlange. It's great to have you with us here for this bottom of the third inning. Brandon Zanny will lead things off. It'll be Tyler Zanizer, and in the top of the order, and Colby Raphael to the plate. Zanny will get his first ups against the left-hand throwing Dylan Warren. The catcher tonight doing a great job thus far, blocking some balls, moving to his left and right, even looking runners back. First pitch of the fastball in the inner half called strike one. Zanny getting the first start of this weekend series tonight. Got a different catcher every single night. Handy McMillan and now Zanny, as Zanny takes another strike on the outside corner right at the knees. No balls and 2 strikes.
Yeah, Jacob, and Warren just looks really comfortable on the mound tonight. So far doing great, just allowed 1 hit, and he's got 2 strikeouts already.
Now the 0-2 swing, and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night on cue. He gets his 3rd one. Zanny goes down swinging, and right there it looked like he was just looking for something else. Ended up throwing the bat head at it. Couldn't hold up on the swing. Knew it was going to be strike 3 whether or not he swung at it. Now the right hand hitting Tyler Zanizer to the plate, who watches the first pitch miss up and away for ball 1. I'm actually surprised that the West Coast Kings have some activity out in their bullpen, even though Dylan Warren has already gone 2 1/3 of 1-hit baseball. Pending a lot of miscues from the West Coast Kings, I would expect him to stay in the game a little bit longer.
Absolutely, I would agree. He looks really good so far.
Now a 3-0 count after that pitch misses wide. Here's a 3-0 delivery to the right-hand hitting Zanizer. Right on the outside corner, Zanizer tosses bat away, thinking he had a free 90 feet. That moves the count to 3-1. Just caught the corner of the zone on that outer half. Now the 3-1 from the southpaw. That one's going to miss low and away for 4. Now Zanizer gets his walk. He'll be off the bag at first. Now the top of the order, Colby Raphael to the plate. First pitch swinging to begin the bottom of the first. Was a ground out to the first baseman. Raphael steps into the box, a slightly open stance. Out of the stretch, Warren checks the runner first, now kicks and deals a ground ball towards the third baseman, charges gloves, goes to second for one, gets the lead runner relay to first, not in time. The first baseman stepping in front of it, Rafael beating it by about a mile. 5-4 putout gets the lead runner at second base on the force. Rafael reaching on the fielder's choice. And now the right-hand hitting Adam Reyes will step up to the plate. Reyes steps into the box. Wide stance for the right-hand hitter as Rafael takes his lead at first. I would assume getting the green light here, even with the lefty pitching, as Reyes fouls this one back to the screen and caroms back toward the batter's box, which is something we saw last night. That's what happened to Trajan Rogowski as he was finishing his swing from the right-hand batter's box. Ended up getting hit in the face and actually exited the game. Now the 0-1. Rafael going. Throw misses low and in. The throw down to second base. Not in time. Rafael 6-for-6 on the season in the stolen bases department.
Yeah, Rafael just staying active on the bases. Does a great job. Gets a nice lead. Nothing too dangerous. And he knows when he's going to go, and he makes it up, makes it up in his mind when he's going to go, and he'll go get there every time.
And
like you said, perfect on the year.
He had a huge jump on that pitch as well. Now the infield shifted the pull on Reyes. Just about everyone but the first baseman on the left side. Here's a 1-1 is a ground ball toward the shortstop. Rafael having to dodge it. Shortstop charges, throws to first in time. A great play by Rogan Bodie will retire the side. The Colt 45s threaten, but they do not score. They strand one as we head to the top of the fourth inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash, corner of Market Years Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Back out there for this coolest top of the fourth inning. It's going to be Ozzy Sanchez as Danny gets ready to make his throw down to second base. It will be Ferruda, Vanderwall, and Wilford due up for the West Coast Kings. Facing off against Ozzy Sanchez.
Jacob, this is something we've grown accustomed to seeing in this series so far. Just not too much action, or not too much action on the scoreboard, rather. But plenty of action, hitting, great defense.
Yeah, lots of action, but not a lot of runs to show for it. Lots of goose eggs so far, which no complaints here. Makes for a rather quick, efficient, and also fun-filled baseball game. There's a huge cut and a miss there. Makes the count 1-1. There's a breaking ball down and in. Little golf swing from Ferruda. The 1-1 pitch. It's gonna miss low. Check swing appeal to third. Goes around. Looks like it went off the foot of the back foot of the right-handed hitting Ferruda. He's gonna take a second, go for a stroll. The umpire's gonna check in on him. 1-2, nobody out here in this top of the fourth inning. As we said, lots of goose eggs up there. Lots of zeros on the scoreboard. But I'm sure it'll only be a matter of time before some runs are scratched across.
Absolutely, Jacob. From the offense we've seen already, it's only a matter of time before this game opens up and we get some runs on the board.
Now the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball waved at again. Foul tip. I believe Zanny held on to it for out number one. That is also the fourth K of the day for Ozzy Sanchez. Now Vince Vanderwall, the left-hand hitting catcher, will step up to the plate. He walked his last time up. Here's the first pitch from Ozzy Sanchez. Breaking ball misses low and in for ball one. Sanchez off the first base side, peers in at Danny, sets up low and in, the 1-0. This is wide. Ball two. With one out and nobody on. Colby Raphael, few steps toward left, the 2-0. This is low for ball three. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Catches the outside corner to make the count. Three balls and one strike. With one gone, Sanchez comes set, kicks and deals 3-1. Misses wide, and another walk issued by Sanchez to Vanderwall. Put a runner aboard with one gone. The Colt 45s will look for two on the infield.
Sanchez on the night, that was his fourth walk. However, he does have those four strikeouts that you mentioned, so just a little bit of inconsistency, but hasn't gotten it to him yet. It's still no score.
He's got a ground ball to Green, flips the second for one to relay to first. In time! Making the save motion was Andrew Wilford, but 4-6-3, the Colt 45s turn it, and the side is retired. As we head to the home half of the fourth here in this scoreless ball game, tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market, York Way, in downtown
Reading.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello fans, and welcome back to Tiger Fields in Redding, California. I'm Jacob, being joined here by Spencer Schlenging. It's great to have you with us here on a Sunday evening edition of Colt 45's Baseball here on a wonderful Father's Day. Leading things off for the Colt 45's will be Andrew Mora. We followed up by Dylan Green and Sam Maher. Mora had that lone hit for the Colt 45s back in the first. The opposite field base hit over the third baseman's head. Left-handed hitter. Left-on-left matchup. First pitch misses low and in for ball one. Winding and dealing, bouncing and breaking ball.
And Mora, so far, as we just heard from the PA, only hit of the night so far for the Colt 45s through three innings. He's back up. We'll see if he can get back on the plate, on the base again.
Yeah, just trying to get that line moving. The corner infielder is about three or four steps off the lines. Here's a 2-0. It's a chopper up the first baseline. Mora running a hard 90, and he's going to get beat in a foot race there by the first baseman who had to gather it himself. and quickly turn and try and beat Moore to the bag. It was a great play by Gio Martini. Had to wait on those couple of hoppers that went across the infield grass.
Yeah, Martini's had a three now on the night for solo runs, plucking himself, getting underneath, getting in front of the ball,
and now
winning the foot race.
It looks like lots of substitutions going on as we're going to get a new relief pitcher for the West Coast Kings. It's going to be number 41, Perry, coming in for Dylan Warren, who went 3 1/3. So we will cut to break to allow him to get his warm-up tosses in, and then we'll return back for the rest of this bottom of the fourth inning.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution, or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jake Green, joined here by Spencer Slane, new pitcher on in relief, and also a new catcher. It's going to be Lyle taking things over for Vanderwall. Lyle caught the game a couple of nights ago for the West Coast Kings. Catching the new relief pitcher as Dylan Green will step into the box. First pitch swings, fouls it back out of play.
And in the batter's box for the 45, second baseman, number 7.
Strike one, one out after Andrew Mora grounded up the first baseman. Jake Lyle taking over for the catcher. Has a line shot back to the pitcher. Throwing up his glove, trying to snag it, knocked his glove off. He quickly recovers. Bare hand throw on over to first base in time. A line shot from Dylan Green. 1-3 on the play. Lots of shock and awe there. The new pitcher coming in relief. A right-hand thrower off the first base side of the rubber. As he's landing, the ball's already coming back toward him. He threw up his glove to the left of him. Ended up knocking the glove off of his hand for out number 2. There's another line shot toward the left side of the infield and through for a base hit into left field. Sam Marr with a first pitch swinging base hit.
Yeah,
the second hit of the ball game.
Going back to that last play there, Jacob. Just great job by Perry getting his hand up there, as you mentioned. And that's something we've just grown accustomed to seeing so far in the series. Just some crazy plays and most of them being on the defensive end.
Yes, a line shot from Dylan Green, and he almost beat the throw to first as well. A pitch to the right hand hitting Mark Anthony Carroll catches the outside corner, called strike one. Here's the 0-1, runner not going. The ground ball through the right side for a base hit. They have the shift on to pull for the right hand hitter, and back to back base hits. And all of a sudden, the West Coast Kings likely regretting that decision to pull Dylan Warren out of the game. Traffic on the bases. Now as Corey Likens will step up to the plate. Brandon Zanny on deck. Out there in right field tonight. First pitch misses wide. For ball one. Runners take their leads from first and second. Back-to-back singles from Marr and Carroll. There's the 1-0 from the right-hand throwing Perry. Kicks and deals. Fastball, a line shot through the left side for a base hit. Around third is Marr. The throw-in is going to make him hold up at third. That will load the bases. for Brandon Zanny.
I think that's a great call by the third base coach, telling Mar to hold his horses and not go home, because that throw was coming in hot. I think he would have been out.
Yeah, and the left fielder for the West Coast Kings, Andrew Wilford, was charging in on that. And it was in shallow left field. He came up on a crow hop and looked like he was going to toss that ball in hard to home, nab the runner. It likely would have gotten Mar by about 40 feet. Bases loaded for Zanny, who struck out his last time up. He fouls this one off the catcher's mask for strike one. Struck out swinging his last time up. My apologies. Now Zanny waves the wood back and forth, deep in the box. Here's the 0-1 from the righty Perry off the first base side out of the stretch. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Jake Lyle, who again came into the game for Vanderwall.
This will be the second time, Jacob, this game, one for each team now, that the bases will be loaded with two outs and some damage to be done, possibly this time.
Yeah, still in a scoreless ball game here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the 1-1. It's a line shot over the third baseman and into the corner. One run is home. Around third coming into score is Carroll, and holding at third. Quick throw back is going to nab Likens off the bag. Zanny gets the two RBI single. It's now a 2-0 game, but the side is retired after Likens was caught coming around third. Winch was throwing up the stop sign from the third base coach's box. So the Colt 45s get two, but they strand one on the RBI single from Zanny as we head to the top of the sixth inning.
Tonight's Reading Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
And it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field, Redding, California. Be the Colt 45s trying to keep these bats quiet of the West Coast Kings. They now have a two-run lead as Ozzie Sanchez will head back out there. He'll face off against the top of the order and Polasek, Martinez, and Romney for this fifth inning. Again, now with a two-run lead, to take you the rest of the way through the sixth. Here's Spencer.
Thank you, Jacob. Yeah, as you mentioned, top of the order here for the Kings. They're going to be making their way up with Polasek, Martinez, and Romney, with Martini batting cleanup today. Polasek, the lefty here, making his way up into the plate. Got himself a single, then a fly out into left field in his last at-bat. Sanchez entering his fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Low, looks like it may have hit the base a little bit low there. It's going to be a 1-0 count to start.
Yeah, in the dirt, Zanny unable to really handle it, but nobody on. No real need to.
Here's the 1-0 pitch from Sanchez. Low again, just about the same exact spot. Zanny keeps it in front of himself again. Again, not entirely necessary with no one on, but keep the game moving. It's going to be a 2-0 count here in favor of Polasek and the Kings.
And Polasek, a left-handed hitter, has the outfield shaded a couple of steps toward left for the opposite field.
Here's a pitch straight up. It's going to make its way into left field. It's dropping a little bit. Looks like Zanheiser will be under it. And there's the grab. That's going to be the first out. Another flyout to left field for Polasek. And Zanheiser is underneath that to make the grab. So we one out down here in the top of the fifth. And up to the plate comes Martinez.
Yeah, Polasek giving that one mile-high pop-up energy, but it was just a routine fly ball for Zanizer, and on the play, the shortstop, Mark Anthony Carroll, was actually breaking out toward left field, thinking he had a chance at it, but it ended up carrying towards Zanizer in shallow left.
Yeah, great call there. It looked like I initially thought it was going to be short, but it ended up making its way through and carrying pretty well all the way out to Zanizer as Sanchez loses control of a pitch there for a 1-0 count to start on Martinez.
I did the same thing too, Spencer. I was looking up for it, couldn't quite find the baseball, and all I saw was Mark Anthony Carroll charging his way toward left
absolutely.
Field.
Absolutely. It looked like he was going to find some grass there and drop. It's pitch. Looks like it's going to be just inside. It's going to be a 2-0 count here in favor of Martinez. Sanchez now entering his fifth inning of pitching. Start to get ask questions about if the bullpen's going to get anyone ready. Good-looking pitch, though. He still looks great. And he's still got the clean sheet, so no moves yet to be made from the 45s.
Although there is some activity out there in the bullpen, but if Sanchez's night ends after this fifth inning, he will qualify for the win as he delivers a 2-1.
That one's going to be fouled off down the third base line. Now the count will be level at 2 apiece. Martinez on his last at-bat with a single before getting thrown out on a fielder's choice. There's a line drive to the shortstop. Reyes connects himself and makes the throw. That's going to be a 6-3 put out for the second out.
Yeah, great job by Mark Anthony Carroll handling that routine ground ball to toss on over to Mora. Mora basically not even having to move quickly two away here in this top of the fifth inning.
And up to the plate comes Park Romney here, his third attempt to get on base here. It's a great looking pitch from Sanchez there to get the lead in the count, 0-1. Romney here with slight bend in the knees, waiting for the pitch from Sanchez here in the 0-1 count. Another one a little bit low there from Sanchez. Got away from him a little bit. It'll even up the count at 1-1.
The outfield shaded toward left, again, with the right hand hitting Romney up to the plate. 1-1.
Another low one finding itself. To another ball, it'll be a 2-1 count in favor of Romney and the Kings here. Two outs down here in this scoreless game so far for the Kings, but in the last inning, two runs from the Colt 45s giving them the 2-0 lead here at the top of the fifth. Here's the pitch from Sanchez. So it looked a little questionable, but he's going to call another ball. It'll be 3-1 here. Not exactly sure where that one missed, but regardless, it'll be a 3-1 count. Here's a line drive again, just sneaking by the third baseman. It's going to make its way all the way out to Zanizer and left. Romney makes a long turn, but decides to hold at first. He rounded first like he was ready to go for second,
that is
but
the
decides to hold off.
Definition of a long single. Marr diving to his right toward the line. Thought it was foul initially. Marr missed the tip of his glove by about 6 inches. And then went into the left field corner right around that 320 mark where Zanizer quickly played it back in. And now it looks like that will be the end of Ozzie Sanchez's night. He goes 4 2/3 as Bob Anderson makes his way out to the mound. He might be just having a little conference here. Might not necessarily be the end of Ozzie Sanchez's night. He hasn't taken the baseball from him yet. Looks like he's going to talk things over with the defense. This might very well be the last batter, as it is Gio Martini, so some power with this cleanup bat. Bob Anderson is going to keep him in, give Ozzie Sanchez a chance to qualify for the win here in this fifth inning.
I like the call there too, Jacob. He's so close to finishing out this inning and putting up half the game himself, and with no score on the board yet, just that one single, I don't think it'd be the end of the world to keep him in here and see if he can get himself one more out. But with Martini up as the cleanup hitter, you don't want him. You don't want anything too soft for him to swing at.
And it is the tying run at the plate here. First pitch going to miss up and away.
Here's the 1-0 count from Sanchez, looking to end this inning with no damage done. As Jacob mentioned, the tying run is up at the plate right now. It'll be Martini for the Kings. Here's the pitch. Big swing and a miss there from Martini. It'll even the count at one apiece. Good-looking pitch there from Sanchez.
And Martini, left-handed hitter, the outfield shaded a couple of steps toward left, opposite field shift on for Mr. Martini.
So we have seen a lot of that tonight, as you mentioned, Jacob, just staying left more than anything, even for the left-handed hitters like Polasek and Martini. Sanchez checks.
That pickoff move to first, not in any sort of close call there.
Absolutely. Just keeping the runner in check. Just trying to make sure Romney's not getting too dangerous of a lead off here. Here's the 1-1. Right down the middle. Right down Broadway. It's going to be strike two here.
Great pitch there from Sanchez.
Absolutely. That one was left with no questions. Martini sat there looking at it, and he guarantee you he thought he should have swung after that. Here's the 1-2 with the chance to retire the inning. Runner goes. Here's the throw. The tag. Got him. It's a great throw.
Brandon Zanny nabs the runner at second. And, oh, it looks like the ball was actually dropped. We're blocked by a post down there at second base. Special thanks to our fans out here at Tiger Field giving us the 4-1-1 on the play. Unable to see all of the umpire's motions. There's about four posts, and one of them is in our way.
Alza. It's going to be a ball straight up into the air here. Mark Anthony Carroll collects, and he'll retire the side eventually there.
And the Colt 45s keep the West Coast Kings from scoring. They threaten but do not score as we head to the top of the bottom of the fifth, rather. Tonight's Red and Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash. At the corner of Market, Eureka Way, in downtown Reading.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California.
Yeah, Jacob here leading off. We have Tyler Zanheiser at the bottom of the lineup, the Redding native himself, coming off a walk in his first at-bat. Here's the second of the night, and then we'll be back at the top of the lineup with Rafael and Reyes. And just still a 2-0 lead here so far. The last inning was the only action we've seen so far on the scoreboard when the Colt 45s punched in two runs thanks to a great hit by Zanny. Zanheiser makes his way into the batter's box here, awaiting the pitch from Perry. First pitch absolutely belted here by Zanheiser. It's going to go right past the shortstop, and it's going to be a great single to start off the inning for Zanheiser. Love to see that. Just the first pitch, just really attacking it. Pipes it right down the middle, and no one's going to be able to grab that one.
Yeah, first pitch swinging. Sends it up the middle for an easy base hit. Now the top of the order in Colby Rafael.
Colby Rafael so far is lined out, showing bunt. It's a missed throw. It's going to go off the foot of the umpire. Interesting series of events there. It was a little bit of a wild pitch there from Perry. And the catcher does a great job collecting and goes to make the play to pick off Zanheiser at first. And it's missed just right on the first baseline, just a little bit wide in the foul ball territory. And it bounces off the foot of the umpire, if I reckon.
Yeah, Jake Lyle, the catcher, backhanding the ball way out of the zone, ends up throwing a back pick down to first, and then completely misses the first baseman. And it either went off the first base umpire's foot or off the tuft of grass there back where the dirt meets the outfield grass. Not quite sure, but the right fielder quickly playing it back in. That was a great job by Romney to back the play up as another back pick down to first is not in time.
Yeah, tough to say for sure what exactly happened, but if it did happen to interfere with the umpire there, you wonder if Zanheiser should be on second base after that one. Maybe a 10th man on the field there being the first base umpire for the Kings.
Also, Rafael was showing bunt early in the count, but now looks to be swinging away with the count 3-0.
That's a great pitch there from Perry right down Broadway. It's going to be a 3-1 count to stay alive in it for him. He doesn't want to give two walks. Here's Perry the pitch. Big swing there from Rafael. It's going to go to third base. They have a chance to turn two. Out at second, and he's going to be safe at first. So the fielder's choice yet again for Rafael. We'll put Zanheiser back on the bench, but he will earn himself. They will switch places. He'll earn himself a spot on first base.
I mean, poor Zanheiser. Another 5-4 force kicks him off the bases, but Rafael's safe at first. Keeps the line moving at least. And Rafael, I'm calling my shot now. I think he's going to have the green light, especially with the right-hand pitcher working off the first base side. He's going to have to work hard to keep Rafael close.
Absolutely. Here's the first pitch, a swing. It's going right towards the pitcher. Another chance to turn two. It's a 1-4, and then a 4-3 put out. It's going to be a double play, and that's going to retire the inning here. So a quick, great play there by the Kings. They three up, three down, just with a little bit of traffic on the bases, and we will head to the sixth inning. Colt 45's lead 2-0.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution, or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field, Reading, California. On in relief is going to be number 37, Sobral, following up Ozzie Sanchez tonight. What a solid outing. He's Sobral, the righty, facing off against these West Coast Kings. Danny's still out there doing the catching. He'll go the rest of the way tonight. For Cruz Cabral, he is not allowed a run. He's only allowed 4 hits this year in about 5 innings of work. So a solid year for Cruz Cabral.
Absolutely, Jacob. Just a great campaign for him so far. Hopefully you can keep it rolling here. We could very possibly, with no score yet for the Kings, we could possibly see him finish out the game for us as well.
My apologies, I mixed up the stats. 4 innings pitched, allowing only 1 hit. He has 11 strikeouts to his name. For Ozzie Sanchez, he went 5 innings of work. We'll get his final line in a few moments. As Cabral throws that first pitch just a bit low to Rogan Bodie, the right-handed hitter. Wide stance rocking the old-school black and white stirrups. Pitch from Cabral is a fastball fouled back to the screen. Keeping up the count at 1 ball and 1 strike.
East Concrete Construction.
One ball, one strike, nobody out, nobody on. The outfield shaded a couple steps toward left. Here's the 1-1 from the righty Cruz. Winds and deals a fastball up and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes.
And you can see that fresh arm taking effect already here from Cruz Cabral. Excuse me. Still just easing himself into it, but definitely fresh and ready to go.
Now the 2-1 from the righty. Fastball up and away again for ball three. The 3-1 delivery from the righty Cruz Cabral. Fastball on the outside corner, right at the belt. That will fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes.
That fastball from Cruz Cabral, as you mentioned, Jacob, looking great so far, just nice and early. You can tell he is ready to go.
Now the payoff pitch from the righty. Swing! High octane, blew it by him. And that is the first out of the inning. Cruz Cabral rallies back in the count and gets the punch out. Now, Willie Conejo will be pinch hitting for Noah Morton. Willie Conejo, Farmer, pinch hitting in that DH spot. Conejo, Farmer is the player the last couple of nights has hit missiles all over the field, including one that almost took the head off the on-deck hitter for the West Coast Kings last night. Conejo Farmer had that huge missile just a couple of nights ago that went over the netting out there in left field. Now the 0-1 to the righty. It's a breaking ball. Foul pits back toward the parking lot over the screen for strike two. Conejo Farmer is the batter we talked about on Friday that was just hitting rockets, even when they were foul and his timing was off on it. Just still some crazy hits. Now the 0-2 pitch from Cabral working off the first base side of the rubber. The 0-2. Foul tipped into the gloves. Zanny holds on. 1-2-3. Back-to-back strikeouts. We'll bring up Kevin Huerta.
Cabral looking really comfortable up here on the mound so far. That's 2 up and 2 down. He's got 1 more to go here to retire the side. Just looking really comfortable.
And he now has 13 strikeouts on the year in 4 2/3 innings of work. He's only allowed 1 hit. Now the right-hand hitting number 24, D'Amelio, will actually pinch hit for Huerta. It's a first pitch ball. Joey D'Amelio will likely take over at second base. Or there'll be a lot of defensive substitutions moving around for the West Coast Kings. Here's a 1-0 from Cabral. He readies, now kicks and deals. Ground ball toward third. Mark loves moving to his left. Throws across in time. The West Coast Kings go 1-2-3 as it's time to stretch here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick Clean Car Wash, corner of Market, Eureka Way, in downtown Redding.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Aksum, Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, and ultimately a masterpiece cigar from the A.J. Fernandez factory. Complexity defines this stick. Notes of black pepper, cocoa, hickory, and nutmeg. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance.
Alliance Ramsey Show.
You actually can.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people. And you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Screen. Right over the head of Dylan Green on deck. Count remain 1-2 yet again. More on his last attempt. Hit it right up the first baseline for an unassisted out there. Here's the pitch. High. It'll level it up at 2 apiece here. Got 2-2 count. Here's the pitch, a little nod. Long pitch. It's hit out towards left field. It might find some grass to stop, but it looks like the left fielder will be under that for a squeeze, and that'll be out number one.
Another just a jam shot inside. Mora trying to go the other way with it, but in on the hands, and Wilford with a routine squeeze trotting in is the first out of the inning. Dylan Green steps into the box for this. Bottom of the sixth, my apologies, saying it was time to stretch. I was off by an inning. Got a little too caught up in the action of the game and forgot to look at what inning exactly it was. One out in this bottom of the sixth, the first pitch to Dylan Green. Misses high and in for ball one.
This will be a 1-0 count to start off here for Dylan Green. It looks like the West Coast Kings in the last inning did make a change at the pitcher position. We'll let you know when we get the name for him. The second pitch, it's ripped down the third baseline, but it's going to go foul into the stands. And that'll level the count up at 1-1.
Yeah, and Perry getting relieved of his duties. It will be Spencer on in relief. Not sure what the first name is yet. We don't have the first names for the roster of the West Coast Kings, but we do have those last names.
Perfect. Spencer making another one down the third baseline here from Dylan Green. Collected by the third baseman, makes the throw. the out and the tag. Your batter's run is going to be out. That'll be two outs. It'll be a 5-3 put out for the second out in the inning here. And up comes to the plate, comes Marr. Looking to do some damage. He singled in his last, a long single, if I remember correctly, in his last at-bat. We'll see if he can replicate that here and get another runner on the base.
For Perry, he goes an inning and two-thirds. Spencer taking things over here. With two gone now, as the right hand hitting Sam Marr steps to the plate.
Here's the pitch from Spencer. Right down Broadway. It's going to be strike one to start off.
Third baseman, number 36, Sam Marr.
Now on that last one, it was Martinez collecting at third base and making the throw out to Martini. Holding down at first base, a great-looking play to get a nice tag on Dylan Green there. Here's the next pitch, a little low in the dirt. It'll even the count up at one apiece.
And for Perry, his final line was an inning and two-thirds of relief, four hits, two runs, two earned. He will get the loss if the Colt 45s keep this lead that they have.
Here's the pitch. Another great-looking pitch from Spencer. It's going to be a 1-2 count now in favor of the Kings. Marr's now going to have to pick his pitch at the right time. Be patient. And, yeah, Jacob, you wonder the choice to take out Warren, the opening pitcher for the Kings, if that was a little bit premature after not allowing a run to start off. As that will retire the inning there, just a collection from the catcher. He'll make the throw to first to Martini, and that will retire the side. Three up and three down. So we head into the top of the seventh. Still remains 2-0 in favor of the Colt 45s.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. But they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Vanderwall, and then it will be Wilford, and then back to the top of the order, and Daniel Polasek. As Cabral concludes his warm-up tosses, and Zanny will make his throw down to second base. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Langey on his Father's Day. It's great to have you with us. Shout out to all of the fathers out there, and special thanks my dad as well. Wouldn't be where I'm at without him. That is for sure.
Us here today as well. Nice seeing all the families out here and the fathers join us today as well for their Father's Day. Just great family time, great night, and a great day for some baseball.
Now here in this top of the seventh inning, Cruz Cabral facing off against the right-hand hitter Jake Lyle, again, took over the catching duties. Swing and a miss way out in front of that pitch. There was Jake Lyle getting his first try at Colt 45's pitching tonight. No balls and one strike on Lyle. Here's the 0-1 from Cabral off the first base side. A breaking ball. Chopper toward the shortstop, charging gloves, throws off balance. Carroll to Mora, 6-3 put out. A great play from Carroll, getting around on that ball, charging, throwing off balance off the left leg to first in time.
Yeah, great looking play there. Like you said, off one foot, just off balance, across his body. Able to keep Cruz Cabral in the good column here with two strikeouts and two putouts so far.
Now one gone for Andrew Wilford. I take that back. It's actually Camden Rush pinch hitting for. Mr. Wilford. I believe Camden Rush will move to second base. So we'll put D'Amelio in left. Wilford's out of the game. We'll make sure all that's correct at some point. Here's the 0-1 from Cabral. The West Coast Kings are trying to throw some different stuff out there to face off against the school 45s. This one's fouled out of play beyond the dugout for strike two. The dugout on the first base side.
Jacob, we have been marching through this game with a lack of scoring. Still some decent offense, but you wonder if this game is going to open up as we've seen a lot from the Colt 45s this season.
Yeah, the Colt 45s pitching has been cruising through. Pun intended there with Cruz Cabral out there on the hill. As he comes, sets, delivers the 0-2 pitch on the outside corner and catching the bottom of the zone. A great pitch there from Cabral. Cabral just blowing that fastball by these hitters. Now the top of the order and Daniel Polasek up to the plate. He's flown out twice and singled tonight. Left-handed hitter. He's slightly bent deep in the box. First pitch from Cabral misses low for ball one.
Yeah, it looks like Cabral just found his rhythm right away from the start. Really locked in, it looks like.
There's some cool 45s up and working in the pen. Not really doing a whole lot as the breaking ball from Cabral catches the outside corner. Evens up the count at 1-1. Now Cabral comes set, deals the 1-1, hit in the air toward right, coming in and having the plate on a hop is the Colt 45's right fielder, Corey Likens. Polasek with the base hit, and that is only the second hit allowed by Cruz Cabral in 5 2/3 innings of work on the season.
Yeah, good looking hit there from Polasek.
Jaden Montero will pinch hit for AJ Martinez. Montero, shout out to his great grandma listening in Hawaii. We appreciate you tuning into us here at KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. As this one's fouled off into the parking lot out of play for strike one. Now Cabral with a new baseball, checks the runner at first, working off the first base side. Comes set, picks and deals the 0-1, Mora holding on the runner at first. Huge cut and miss for strike two. Blew the fastball by him. Montero tardy on it.
Yeah, we know, Jacob, based on the stats that Cruz Cabral with all of his strikeouts, he loves the knockout punch, and you can expect another one here with how ahead he is in the count, but we'll see.
I anticipate a heater here. Now the 0-2, runner going, ring him up, strike three call, got him on the off-speed, and the side is retired. Cabral adding to his K total on the night. And now it is actually time to stretch here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market, Creek Way, in downtown Redding.
Some
summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hello, fans, welcome back to Tiger Field. New pitcher on in relief for the West Coast Kings. Condit, first pitch to Mark Anthony Carroll as a ground ball to the first baseman. He picked it himself for out number one of this bottom of the seventh. Yes.
Yeah, Martin's got a lot of action for himself out there at first base today.
Yeah, a few plays, three unassisted. That was his third one today. Now the lefty Condit delivers a strike on the outside corner. With one gone, this 2-0 ball game here in the bottom of the seventh, an 0-1 count, where the lights have taken full effect here at Tiger Field. The 0-1 is a ground ball toward the third baseman, moving to his left, handled cleanly, throws across, picked on the other end by the first baseman. That's Camden Rush, who just came into the game. A great play on the other end. Quickly two away on the 5-3. Now Brandon Zanny to the plate. Zanny had that single a couple of innings ago. Back in the fifth. Takes a cut there, but fouls it. Strike one. That two RBI single, but Corey Likens taking the wide turn at third was back picked and ended up getting out. Now the 0-1 is just high upstairs. He's got both RBIs of this ball game. Now the 1-1 to the right hand hitting Brandon Zanny from the southpaw. Breaking ball, catches the inside corner. Beautiful pitch from Condit there. Zanny tried to get his foot down and turn on it, but ended up laying off of it, hoping it would be called a ball, but called a strike on the inside corner. Now the count moves to one ball and two strikes. 1-2 delivery. Fouled back out of play. Put the cars out there in the parking lot. T keeps the count at one ball and two strikes.
Zanny there doing a great job of staying alive in the count. He's got some work to do, but still here.
There's a 1-2. This is upstairs. 2-2. Zanny, last year for the Colt 45s, led the team, was close to leading the team in walks. He had 21. Played with Simpson University this last season, where he hit 203 in 28 games. Now that pitch misses low and in, just missing the foot of Zanny. In 21 starts and 28 games, he had 3 doubles, 5 RBIs, 13 walks. He was also 4-for-5 in the stolen base department. Now the payoff pitch with 2 gone here in his home half of the 7th. Condit winds and deals a fastball, misses upstairs, and Zanny works himself a walk. He'll get a courtesy runner out there at first base as Tyler Zanizer will step up to the plate. The courtesy runner is going to be Brandon Bowler, who was last night's starting pitcher for the Colt 45s.
A great job there by Zanny drawing that walk and just staying alive in the count, as I mentioned before. Started off down 0-2 in the count and worked his way all the way back and getting that, just as you mentioned, as he did for the university and for the Colt 45s last season, just staying alive and getting a lot of walks.
Yeah, Zanny, the fellow Red Hawk and also a fellow alum. As that pitch is taken inside for a called strike one on Zanizer. Yeah. Oh, one. This is wide. They even up the count at 1-1.
Sanheiser, another batter, not afraid to wait and pick his pitch. No problem walking, as he has quite a few times in the last few games.
Now the 1-1 from the southpaw, working off the third base side of the rubber. Fastball on the inside corner at the knees. A called strike two. Bowler takes his lead from first, about 2.5-3 strides off the bag, being held on by Camden Rust. Runner going. Cut there is a ground ball to third, charging on the grass. Throws to first in time. 5-3 on the great play from West Coast Kings third baseman, Jaden Montero, who came into the game. And the side is retired as we head to the top of the 8th inning here in this 2-0 ball game. The Colt 45s on top.
Tonight's Reading Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to paint, pre-wash, and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution, or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field, Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us. Matt Henry on in relief. Matt Henry on in relief. He'll get the 8th inning of work. Avi Sanchez started the game. He went 5 innings of 4-hit ball. Did not give up a run. He walked 4, struck out 4. Then Cruz Cabral took over for him. 2 innings of work, 1 hit, and 4 strikeouts as well. Colt 45s working with a 2-0 lead here in the top of the 8th inning. Let's take you the rest of the way through the 8th. Here's Spencer Schlange.
Thank you, Jacob. Here we have Romney up, the right-handed hitter, batting 3rd in the lineup today. Here's Henry's first pitch of the game. Ripped by Romney in a big attempt there by the shortstop, collected by Zinezer, just missed. It's going to be a single there for Romney.
Yeah, another long single. Moving to his left was Mark Anthony Carroll, leaping for it just out of his reach. It was a line shot toward the gap. Great job by Zinezer. Get over it. Cut it off before it got to the wall. Could have been extra bases.
Absolutely. Mark Anthony Carroll making a great attempt on that ball, but it's just a little bit out of reach for him. Up at the bag now is Martini. The first pitch is going to be just a little bit outside. It's going to be a 1-0 count to start off.
For Matt Henry on the year and two innings of work, he has a 4.5 ERA. He's allowed three hits and one run. He struck out three and walked none.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. Right down Broadway. It's going to be a 1-1 count now. Good-looking pitch from Henry there. Martini just picking his pitch, staying patient here again. Left-handed hitter. Henry checks. Runner's safe.
Yeah, that
makes the attempt.
Quick pickoff attempt back toward first. Not quite in time, but that throw right where Mora needs to be tagging the runner. You can't get a better pickoff throw over to first than that, especially with a right-hand pitcher. He's got to completely turn.
Here's a 1-1 from Henry. Just a little bit outside. It'll bring the count to 2-1. And, yeah, as you mentioned, just a great throw there. Mora applying the tag as well, but Romney does a great job of getting back to the bag and staying on it as well. It's 2-1 count now. Henry. Strike called by the ump. It's going to be 2-2 now. He's hugging that outside corner, but it's a great pitch. Now the count's leveled up at 2-2. Henry's staring down the barrel again. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and that's going to be a strikeout. The first one on the night for Henry. And Martini goes down swinging.
Yeah, waved at there by the left-hand hitter, Martini. Threw him a breaking ball that cut all the way away from him. And swinging for some sort of contact there, but came up empty on it. That's the first out of the inning.
And now Bodie enters the batter's box here with one out down and a runner on first base. Looking to do some damage here. The tying run at the plate here is Bodie. It's going to be a first pitch called strike for Henry. Another great-looking pitch. He'll be ahead in the count here, 0-1.
Bodie's 0-for-3 on the night with a walk.
Henry gives a nod, a quick delivery, and it's another strike, another great-looking pitch here from Henry.
Yeah, quickly 0-2, and the Colt 45's getting closer to ending this rally with, or this try at a rally, I should say. Willie Conejo Farmer on deck, that's not someone you want to face.
Another check there from Henry. Moore makes the tag, but safe again as Romney doing a great job just getting his hand back to the bag.
Colt 45's are also a twin killing away from heading back into the dugout. They get a ground ball on the infield.
And here on the 0-2 count, see if he tries to give Bodie something to swing at. Runner's going. The throw from Danny in the tag, and he's going to be called safe. A close one there. Romney, good base running. He's going to be able to get second base. Danny making a great throw and a great attempt at the tag there from second baseman.
Yeah, just like that, the double play taken away. Zanny with a fantastic throw, as you said. Some jawing coming from the fans. Zanny, the hometown kid, in a sense, being at Simpson University for a few years. That pitch was also taken for a ball. I, myself, thought it was strike three in the bottom of the zone. And again, now the tying run still at the plate, but a runner in scoring position and Willie Conejo Farmer on deck. You really want to shut down this West Coast Kings offense sooner rather than later in this top of the eighth inning.
Absolutely. Well said, Jacob. You don't want Farmer. You want him empty with the bases empty. You want him coming up to the plate. As this one's fouled off back into the parking lot, count remain 1-2. Bodie here again just buying his time, trying to see if he can get on base for Farmer to do some damage.
And it's not that Farmer has gotten a bunch of hits versus the Colt 45s, but it's the fact that he hits the ball so hard even if it's right at a fielder, it's just going to be a tough play, and that's not a risk you want to take.
Absolutely. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Henry. Checks off the runner. Swing and a miss, and that's going to be out number two. Back-to-back strikeouts there for Henry, looking great. Bodie goes down swinging right after Martini as well. So here comes the big hitter. Cornejo Farmer up to bat with a runner in scoring position on second. Two outs down here at the top of the eighth, and the West Coast Kings are running out of time to level this game up or get something on the board, rather.
And the outfield playing Cornejo Farmer way far to pull. All the outfielders shifted about 10 or 12 strides toward left, playing the right-hand hitter to pull as the ball takes his first pitch just a bit inside for ball one. Again, Cornejo Farmer, the tying run of this ball game. The Colt 45s are only up by a score of 2-0.
Yeah, slower paced game as far as runners crossing the plate, but here's some offense, and there's some runners on base so far, and a heavy hitter coming up, as we've continued to mention here. Here's Farmer, big swing and a miss. It's going to level the count at 1-1. Henry doing a great job of pitching in the zone without having it be right down Broadway for Farmer to really attack. Got a 1-1 count here. Henry taking orders from Zanny. Drops the glove looking for the pitch here. The 1-1. Checks off Romney at second. Pitch just a little bit outside. It'll be 2-1.
Yeah, and for Matt Henry there, checking the runner back at second. Dylan Green was running over to second base in case Henry wanted to make a throw over, but decided not to. Dancing off the bag over there at second is Park Romney, trying to be the biggest distraction.
2-1 pitch again here coming from Henry. Swung. It's going foul. Looks like it'll be out of any catching territory. It'll go foul. It'll be a 2-2 count here.
Yeah, way far out of play. Just kept cutting away and down that right field line toward the West Coast Kings bullpen. And with the outfield shift toward left, there's just a little bit too much real estate for right fielder Likens to really chase after. He kind of gave it a look and then didn't really do anything.
Yeah, and that ball just kept carrying its way towards the dugout, towards the parking lot. This one's going straight up in the air. Looks like it'll land in the infield. Call it off. Great play. It's going to be caught by Mark Anthony Carroll. It's going to retire the side there. It's going to be leave one stranded, but still no scores here for the West Coast Kings. We head to bottom of eight. The Colt 45s lead the game 2-0.
Tonight's Reading Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Creek Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution, or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Reading and Calabria. I'm Jake Green, joined here by Spencer Slangy as we get some Ditto games in Lose Your Shoe, one of the fan favorites here, as the lefty Condit completes his warm-up toss as we get ready to start the bottom of the eighth inning. The Colt 45 on top by a score of 2-0. The Colt 45 allowing the leadoff man to get aboard. That was Park Romney. He singled, stole second, but then was stranded over there at second base. Matt Henry doing a great job of getting out of the jam as we're here in this bottom of the eighth inning. Colt 45s have the top of the order due up, and Colby Rafael, Adam Reyes, and Andrew Mora for Rafael tonight. He was 0-for-1, but has reached on two fielder's choices and has a stolen base. The Kiddo Games, another reminder, bring your family on out to the ballpark. We'll be back out here next weekend. We have some Thursday through Friday games for you, all starting at 7:15. Looking forward to another weekend series in the wonderful Redding, California.
Coming up here, Jacob is the top of the lineup, which is not ideal for the West Coast Kings, who are already down two and just three outs away from being swept.
Yeah, for the Colt 45s, they have a chance to pack on some insurance, but take you the rest of the way through the eighth inning. Here's Spencer.
Here we have in the boxes Colby Rafael, followed by Adam Reyes, then finishing off with Mora for the top three in the lineup here. They will all get a chance to do some more damage this inning. Rafael enters the batter's box here. Pond it with the pitch. Right down Broadway. It's going to be an 0-1 count to start off here. Good looking fastball there from Condit. Here's the 0-1. A little high, you can say a ball, just a little bit up. Close call though, it'll be 1-1 here. Rafael now just buying his pitch, waiting for the right one. Here's the 1-1. Just a little bit inside, it'll be 2-1 count in favor of Rafael in the 45s.
And Rafael, for the first time this evening since the beginning of the ball game, has nobody on the bases in front of him the last two times, reached on a fielder's choice. As he takes a high strike, it's a breaking ball that apparently caught the top of the zone for strike two.
Yeah, close one there. Definitely a controversial call, but regardless, it'll be a 2-2 count here. Here's Condit. And he's going to be going out looking. Rafael.
Rafael visibly upset after that. He's going to take a slow saunter back to the dugout. The home plate umpire getting some words exchanged from the crowd here at Tiger Field. Rightfully so.
And into the box comes Reyes, designated hitter for tonight. First pitch from Condit, just a little bit high again. Be a 1-0 count in favor of Reyes. Condit doing exactly what he needed to do, though. In that first at back in that strikeout, it's a great way to start with his team behind here in the bottom of the eighth.
Something to note as well that we haven't really touched on too much is there's not really been any wind tonight. Those flags out there in center field to the right of the 406 mark are completely still. Here's the 1-1.
Another strike there from Condit. Looked a little bit low, but another call strike. It'll be a 1-2 count in favor of Condit here. Looking to retire another batter. Swing and a miss, and he will. It will be a strikeout for Adam Reyes and two Ks so far on the inning for Condit. Kings doing everything they can to stay in this game. They got three outs, one out to go here just to have a chance, just two runs. We'll get them back in the game here, but their biggest worry right now is getting Anthony Mora out this next one here. Left-handed hitter. Gets a little inside for ball one. On it here, the left-handed pitcher going up against Mora, the left-handed hitter. Here's the 1-0-1.
Yeah, left-on-left matchup here as Mora takes that pitch for a called strike.
That'll even the count at 1-1. Outfield shaded just a little bit to the left here again for the left-handed hitter. See if he'll pull. And another one. Right in the middle of the zone. It'll be a 1-2 count.
Yeah, 1-2 count on Mora in this bottom of the eighth inning. The Colt 45's up by a score of 2-0. Their last chance at insurance runs.
There's a swing. It's going to bounce over the pitcher, Condit. It's collected by the second baseman in the throw. And he's going to be out. A great play by Camden Rush at first. It's going to be a 4-3 putout to retire the inning. Three up and three down. We're heading to the top of the ninth inning where the Colt 45s will lead 2-0. Three outs away to complete the season sweep.
And I believe it will be Colton Shule on in relief to try and get the save tonight, which we'll find out when we return. But tonight's sponsor of the game is Quick and Clean Car Wash. They're at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. And Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Never
travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schlange. It's great to have you with us. You're on a wonderful Sunday night edition of 45 Baseball. On in relief, attempting to get the save will be Nolan Bentley. He's already got one on the year. He'll be facing off against Joey D'Amelio, along with Jake Lyle, the catcher, and Hamden Rush, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters, the back of the lineup for the West Coast Kings. Huge hole up the middle and toward the left side as Bentley delivers a first pitch strike on the inner half. D'Amelio, the center fielder, he took over for things from Kevin Ferruda a couple of innings ago. Right-hand hitter, wide open stance. Here's the 0-1 from Bentley off the first base side of the rubber. Misses wide. Outside. Make the count 1-1. Bentley, a little bit of a sidewinding righty, something you don't see often. He's got a lefty-style delivery, but a right-hand thrower. Here's the 1-1. Swing! And a miss with strike two. D'Amelio, way out front on that.
That's a great-looking pitch from Bentley.
Got a very deceptive delivery. The left side of the infield shifted to pull for the right-hand hitter. There's a huge gap between the second base bag and the shortstop, Harrell. Here's the 1-2 with nobody out in the top of the ninth inning. Fouled back to the screen, and we'll do it again.
D'Amelio making some real good cuts at the ball, but not enough contact to keep him fair yet. We'll see if he can get on base and get the tag run up to the plate. A scoreless game for the Kings as well. It's the last chances they got.
Now the 1-2 delivery as the righty comes set. Kicks and deals. This is lowered in for ball two.
It looks like the outfield again, just hugging that left side just a few steps towards that left field for this right-handed hitter.
Now the 2-2 from the righty. The breaking ball on the top of the zone. Ring him up. Strike three. Call D'Amelio. You're looking to buy anything. He says, no thanks. Just looking. That's out number one of this top of the ninth inning. The West Coast Kings running out of outs to work with as the right-hand hitting Jake Lyle will step up to the plate. He grounded out 6-3 his last time up. Up in the box, a slightly open stance for the right-hand hitter. Here's the pitch from Bentley on the inside corner, right at the knees. Called strike one. The infield and outfield still shifted the pole with another right-hand hitter up. And it's 2-0 ball game in the top of the ninth. Here's the 0-1. A line shot foul over the Colt 45 dugout for strike two.
Jacob, I know you just saw that, but that ball came hot off the bat. Dangerous foul ball there. Luckily, I think it avoided everyone in the stands, at least.
Yeah, beyond the netting, but over the Colt 45 dugout down the third base side. No balls, two strikes. On deck is the nine hitter, Camden Rush, who took over things in the seventh inning. Here's the 0-2 from the righty. This is wide. One ball and two strikes.
Bentley's in a great spot right here as well. He's got nothing to worry about. Up in the count, he can throw some pitches that hopefully you can get Lyle swinging at, reaching for or something.
This is Bentley's game to finish, acting as the closer here with a chance to get the save. Here's the 1-2, just a bit low. Good take there from Jake Lyle. Just missed the bottom of the zone. One gone, two balls, two strikes, left side of the infield playing a couple of steps off the line. The third baseman, Marr, about 1.5 steps away. Huge gap between second base and the shortstop, Carroll. Here's the 2-2. Foul back over the screen, and we'll do it again. Two balls, two strikes, one gone in the top of the ninth inning. The Colt 45s looking to improve to 11-1 on the year and looking to get the sweep here against the West Coast Kings on this Father's Day weekend series. Now the 2-2 delivery again from Nolan Bentley. Here it is. On the inside, just missed. That will fill the count at 3-2. The home plate umpire trying to keep this game interesting, apparently. Not sure where that pitch missed.
Yeah, definitely a close one there. Had me fooled. I thought he was going to be striking out looking there.
Now the payoff pitch. Hey! On the outside corner, ring him up, strike three called. The batter, Lyle's going to argue with the home plate umpire. Back-to-back, backward case. He's going to stick around and have a longer conversation with the home plate umpire. Looked like he was very steamed about that, which rightfully so. The pitch before that was closer to the zone than that pitch was, and then he ends up getting rung up on that. Now two gone here in this top of the ninth inning. Kings down to their final out. First pitch misses low to the right-hand hitting Camden Rush, who struck out looking his last time up.
Yeah, Jacob, and if Camden Rush can't get on base here and get the tying run up to the plate, they will be going home empty-handed with just 3 losses to their name after this weekend.
Here's the 1-0 from Bentley. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Evens up the count at 1-1. Filthy off-speed pitch. Lots of movement to it. 1-1 count with 2 gone here in the top of the ninth. Nolan Bentley trying to get the save. Here's the 1-1. Right at the bottom of the zone. A great pitch there. 1-2. West Coast Kings down to their final strike in this 2-0 ball game in the top of the ninth. Bentley comes set off the rubber and winds and deals. This one's fouled down the first base side, out of play foul.
Great job by Ken the Rush there, just staying alive. Looked like one you regretted swinging at for a minute, but with the count where it's at, he's going to have to make a swing.
One ball and two strikes. Bentley comes set. Kicks and deals the 1-2. Off the plate outside. 2-2. Bentley a little upset. We'll go for a little stroll. Now climbs back up the hill. Here's an Adzanius catcher. Peering in with his glove tucked up by his chin. Now comes set, glove to belt. The wonky right-hander kicks and deals the 2-2. Foul back to the screen, and we'll do it again. Camden Rush doing his best to preserve this ball game and see if the West Coast Kings can make it a little bit more interesting. It's 2-0 in the top of the ninth. The West Coast Kings down to their final strike.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Rush is doing anything he can to keep this game going. But at some point, he's going to have to put some between the lines.
Now the 2-2 pitch to the right-hand hitting Rush. Foul back to the screen. Rush choking up on the bat. Really trying to battle here. He widened his stance and got a little bit lower in the box as well.
Yeah, and he's just doing a great job of keeping Bentley pitching. It's only a matter of time before he misses that zone, you'd think.
And after that last AB of those 50-50 strike calls, he's got to fight off anything close. Now, the 2-2 again. Just a bit low and away. Bentley thought he had strike three. He was walking off the mound. Now the count fills at 3-2. The home plate umpire enduring a lot more jawing from the crowd here at Tiger Field. The payoff pitch with two gone. Here it is, the right-hand hitting rush. Off the plate outside, and the game will continue after Rush works the count and ends up winning the battle with a walk. Now, Bob Anderson's going to head out to the mound and have a little talk with Nolan Bentley.
And just in time, coming up to the plate is Pulisic at the top of the lineup as well here. So what was about to be just one strike away from the series sweep, we have a ball game again.
The tying run at the plate. Bob Anderson motioning Bentley just to settle in, calm down, try and hit his spots. You do not want to give up a dinger here. But 2-0 ball game, tying run at the plate, runner on first, and Daniel Pulisic, who is 2-for-4 tonight, and he's hit the ball hard all four times he's come to the plate. Again, 2-for-4 with a couple of singles, a couple of flyouts. With two gone in the top of the ninth, high drama, high tension. The Colt 45s looking for the weekend series sweep. They want to improve their record to 10-1 and keep that new winning streak going after dropping those games in Fresno. We'll see what they can do here. They currently have a 6-game winning streak. 5, my apologies. It was a midweek special that was canceled. 5-game winning streak, looking to extend it to 6. It will be Daniel Pulisic, the left-hand hitter.
It looked like the catcher. Zanny having some words for the umpire as well after that.
Controversial. Mora holding on the runner at first. Here's the pitch from Bentley. Catches the outer part of the zone for strike one. No balls and one strike to the left-hand hitter. With two gone, runner on first. There's the 0-1 pitch from Bentley off the plate outside to even up the count at 1-1. Again, Pulisic, a couple of singles and a couple of flyouts tonight. Here's the 1-1 from the righty Bentley pitching out of the stretch. The infield shifted a bit to pull for the left-hand hitter. That pitch misses the zone for ball two. 2-1. The tying run at the plate. The West Coast Kings have already left 8 on base tonight. They're not looking to add to that number. Here's the 2-1. Right on the outside corner, strike two. Last night they left 10. They had the bases loaded at one point. A similar situation. They were within 3. The go-ahead run was at the plate last night. And they were not able to do anything more than get 1 and pull within 3. Now, 2-2, 2 gone. They're down by a score of 2-0 in the top of the ninth. Nolan Bentley winds and deals the 2-2. The chopper toward the shortstop, Carroll, playing it on a hop. Gloves, quick throw to first, picked by Mora in time, and that's the way the ball game ends. And the side is retired. The ball game ends. Colt 45s win this one by a score of 2-1. A beautiful 6-3 play to end it for Nolan Bentley. He gets the save. The Colt 45s improved to 10-1 on the year. For the West Coast Kings, they score no runs on 7 hits, no errors. They left 9. Their losing pitcher was Perry. The winning pitcher, Ozzie Sanchez. Nolan Bentley gets the save for the Colt 45s. 2 runs on 5 hits, no errors. They left 3. The final time of the game was 2 hours and 19 minutes. We'll see you back here next weekend for a 4-game series Thursday through Sunday. Special thanks to Carl and Linda Bott with KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and online at KCNR1460.com. Again, another special thanks to all the fathers out there on this Father's Day. Special thanks to my producer, David Wiley, back in the studio. This is Jacob Green with Spencer Slangy, the voices of the Redding Colt 45, saying thanks for listening and drive safely. The final score from Tiger Field here in Redding, California, is the Colt 45s 2 and the West Coast Kings 0.
Been found to have some real benefits for metabolism. So many Americans suffer from metabolic problems that it could really be a boon. But before we do that, let's take one of your phone calls. Let's hear it.
My question is about red yeast rice, which I started taking. because I have high cholesterol. I haven't ever heard, or at least I missed it, if you spoke about it, and I was wondering what your thoughts are. The instructions on the bottle say to take it also with CoQ10, which I've always been taking for years. So I take the two of them together at night. My other question is about my husband, who has AFib and takes Eliquis, or it's a blood thinner. And I heard, or I read in one of my newsletters, that taking fish oil when you have AFib is a bad idea. I don't know why, but that's what it said. And I give him fish oil every day, so I was wondering if you could answer whether that's worth doing for him or if I'm putting him in danger. Anyway, okay. Thank you very much.
So let's take a look at both those propositions. First of all, you know, red yeast rice is something that demonstrably lowers cholesterol because it is the original botanical from which statins were derived. So red yeast rice, if you go to Chinatown and you see those Beijing ducks hanging in the window of stores and restaurants, and they're red colored. Well, that it's a spice used to impart flavor to baking duck. And it turns out that it contains statin-like substances which have the benefit of lowering cholesterol. So the first question I would ask is, do you really need to lower your cholesterol? Because merely having high cholesterol does not necessarily mean that you need to lower cholesterol. We've thoroughly indoctrinated the American public that high cholesterol is something that must be treated. We've done a great sell job for statins, which are among America's most ubiquitous and popular drugs, and also a boon to the pharmaceutical industry. And so the first question I ask is, do you really need to lower your cholesterol? And we can find that out by doing a risk factor assessment, preferably doing some imaging to see if you already have plaque in your coronary arteries. If you have substantial plaque and you have high risk, indeed you may need to lower your cholesterol. But why do it with an unreliable botanical? Now, you know I'm on the side of natural products, but if the natural product is like a weak form of a standardized drug, why not use the standardized drug? There are not going to be less side effects with the red yeast rice, only that it's weaker. And if you really need to lower your cholesterol, do take a statin drug. Okay, so I'm not a big fan of red yeast rice. There's some concern about contaminants in red yeast rice. There's also concern about standardization. You don't know how potent it is. It might be very weak and virtually useless, or it might be stronger. And if it's stronger, then it can cause some of the side effects that are associated with the drugs. So, again, I'm not a big fan of red yeast rice. I think, you know, why do that? I mean, if you have a headache, instead of taking aspirin, you know, you might peel some bark off a white willow tree and boil the bark and take that. But, you know, why do that when an aspirin might suffice? Okay, so taking fish oil with atrial fibrillation, there are some studies that say that high dose use of fish oil is associated with a slightly higher risk of atrial fibrillation. That's getting it, okay? And that risk is pretty low magnitude. It's maybe a 13% higher risk, and it's unclear what's going on there. But high dose, we're talking like 4 grams of fish oil or more per day. Once you have atrial fibrillation, you're not going to turn it back. You have atrial fibrillation. So taking fish oil is actually a good idea, because what happens when you have atrial fibrillation? Well, you're more likely to have blood clots, and that's one of the reasons why you're taking Eliquis, or your husband's taking Eliquis, to thin the blood. Fish oil has that effect, plus it has a lot of other cardiovascular benefits. So, you know, it's kind of shutting the barn door if the horse gets out, you know, taking fish oil, even if it were to increase, and I'm a little skeptical about that, the incidence of atrial fibrillation. He already has atrial fibrillation. So taking fish oil is not going to make it worse, and it might confer other benefits to his heart. So there you have it. All right, 877-726-8255. When we return, a focus on a novel nutrient. You probably haven't heard too much about it. It's OEA, and a new study that shows that it has multiple metabolic benefits. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic, aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for joint and muscle support, D-Flame, Ache Action, and Protocol's Bone Support Formula. D-Flame is a proprietary blend of complementary herbs that may help to support occasional aches and pains of overexertion. Ache Action's principal ingredient is a trademark form of Boswellia. Clinical tests have shown a meaningful decrease in pain and a significant improvement in joint health within 5 days. And Protocol's Bone Support Formula includes a compound that makes up the crystalline matrix of bone and teeth. It's the substance that gives them their rigidity. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Big news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange. And millions like you are joining our news revolution. Newsmax is now the fourth highest rated news channel, just behind CNN. Reuters says we're one of the top news brands in America. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and more. So download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone or TV and start watching. President Trump says Newsmax is truly terrific. Get the free Newsmax app and check out Newsmax shares on the stock exchange. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such an offer would be unlawful.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. On Intelligent Medicine, I try to stay on to nutritional innovations, and they are kind of few and far between. I mean, we have the standbys that we talk about in this program. Sometimes we find that there are new benefits to things that we've relied upon in the past. But occasionally, a new nutrient emerges on my radar screen, and suddenly we discover that it has some real validity. And that is the case with something called OEA. I won't attempt to pronounce it again. Our guest today, Maggie Frank, who's national educator from CB Sciences, makers of Plus CBD Oil, is here to explain, because there's some new studies on OEA. It's an ingredient used in their Reshape product. Maggie's joined us in the past for long-form podcasts, but we discussed OEA in the past, but there's some new science on it that I wanted to share with our listeners. So here's Maggie. How you doing, Maggie?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Maggie. So, okay, so first of all, Plus CBD Oil, a company that I rely upon as a reliable source of cannabinoid supplements, CBD and CBD-THC combos. I use their sleep formula. I use their calm formula. I recommend it to patients and listeners. But they also have a line now of non-CBD products, including a product called Reshape. And so what's the original intent of Reshape, and why is it called Reshape?
Reshape is a product under our Plus Health line, which are cannabimimetic formulas. You touched on the fact that they don't have any CBD in them. They have no phytocannabinoids, no hemp. They instead are cannabimimetic. Cannabi meaning cannabis, mimetic meaning it mimics. So essentially these ingredients are combinations of like OEA, which is a lipid mediator, amino acids, herbs, and actives that when formulated together can influence the endocannabinoid system in similar ways to cannabis. So in the case of Reshape, we created a product that is meant to address metabolic syndrome.
Okay, so let's stop right there, because you know, Reshape suggests that this is some kind of magic weight loss pill. There may be benefits in terms of supporting a weight loss program, but it's a fact that only 12% of Americans are metabolically normal, of adult Americans, and an increasing percentage of kids are not metabolically normal. What that means is they've got insulin resistance, they've got overweight, they have high triglycerides, they have borderline blood sugar, not necessarily diabetes, but associated with hypertension and so on and so on and so on, inflammation. So this is actually aimed at correcting these metabolic abnormalities.
Correct. This is not the product you take 2 weeks before Vegas to look better in your bikini.
Right.
This product is meant to address the everyday issues that break down the way our inherent metabolic system functions.
Okay. So we talked about this product in the past, and it was said that OEA as a unique ingredient. By the way, I only heard about it, within the last year. So it's kind of a new planet in the solar system, you know, on the fringes of the solar system, and now we've come to recognize it. There's a new trial that actually it's a meta-analysis of several trials that look at the benefits of OEA for metabolism. Can you break it down for us?
Yeah, so essentially what they found is they looked at ways that OEA was improving metabolic function, and what they found is that it improved everything from C-reactive protein levels, which are your inflammatory response, to the way our body deals with insulin. They saw that people's waist circumference was able to shrink. It had cardioprotective, so heart benefits. to its use. We saw that it improved triglyceride levels. It was able to improve LDL and HDL cholesterol levels. They pretty much looked at everything inclusive of that metabolic syndrome umbrella, and what they found was OEA was able to improve those outcomes.
And I don't see OEA, you know, in a wide variety of supplements. I think the supplement industry is becoming cognizant of it, but it looks like CV Sciences has been, you know, a kind of a rapid adopter of this new supplement technology.
100%, and it totally aligns with our mission to support the endocannabinoid system. OEA is actually a lipid that is made, our body uses it. It's made within us based on our fatty acids. It's an area where omega-3 to 6 fatty acid ratios are very important if you want to be able to make enough. And most of us, as you know, do not have healthy omega-3 to 6 ratios. So very few people are making enough OEA to keep up with the demand.
Indeed.
And when we don't have enough of it, we're going to see that metabolic group of outcomes become much worse.
So in other words, since it's an endo means inside cannabinoid, it's something that the body makes. So what kind of convinces us of the safety of this is that this is not a foreign compound, you know, like many of the drugs that we use are foreign chemicals, but this is actually boosting our own endogenous supply of something that is associated with metabolic health and, important word, satiety. How does it affect satiety?
So it does it in a few ways, but one of the ways that OEA helps us deal with metabolic issues is it addresses cells in the gut called L cells. When the L cells are healthy, they're able to produce adequate levels of GLP-1. When we have adequate levels of GLP-1, we start to see the ghrelin and leptin, our hunger fullness cues, they start to work properly. So that's one way OEA helps us there. OEA also is able to lower an enzyme called fatty acid amide hydrolase, or FAH. When we lower this enzyme, we're less likely to engage in compulsive behaviors like compulsive eating. It makes us just feel more in control, a little bit better overall. So we see two mechanisms of action there with OEA and satiety.
So in some ways, I mean, on a mini level, it mimics the effects of some of these GLP-1 drugs. I mean, obviously these drugs flood the system with GLP-1 and GIP in the case of Mounjaro, you know, many, many fold the amount that the body makes. In this case, we're sort of boosting the body's own endogenous production of GLP-1 and other satiety hormones so that people are a little more equanimous about food. You know, there's such a difference between people who are metabolically healthy. They can go for hours and hours without eating. And then there are the people who just need to, you know, that's like they're within an hour of eating. They're running out of gas. They need to eat again and again. They're starving. It's like, you know, 11 o'clock at night, you know, after, you know, their nightly entertainment that they need to go to the refrigerator or call DoorDash, you know, for a snack.
Yes, we've definitely become we soothe ourselves with food in this country. So we have not only metabolic dysfunctions, but there's also some mental, emotional dysfunctions. And what we see with OEA is you're not only helping those hormone factors, but you're also, by lowering that fatty acid amide hydrolase, you're allowing your body to use its natural euphoric or bliss compounds. So you don't need to use food to soothe yourself. You just generally feel better and more optimistic.
Now, some people are saying, okay, I already am taking, you name it, Wegovy, Ozempic, Mounjaro, Zepbound. If I take this, is it going to be like a knock-on effect? Am I going to be, you know, suddenly made more nauseous? Am I going to OD on GLP-1? Or is this something that works in a way compatible to the drugs and can be an accompaniment to it?
So, at this point, there's not been I don't think that we really would know enough about that. Research just hasn't been done. So okay. I'm guessing it would be individual. What I am hearing from practitioners is that they're using this as kind of a tapering off. So somebody who's
like an off ramp.
We're going to give you this so that you've reached your goals, you're going off of this, but we still want to make sure that your body continues to. So the pharma GLP-1s are good because they're replacing something your body should be making, but they're not doing anything to address the why isn't my body making it.
And just I want to make another point, Maggie, which is the concern is that after using these drugs, they suppress your own endogenous production, and then the weight comes roaring back. So maybe there is a use case for as an off-ramp to restore the body's ability to make these satiety substances.
Yes, and the other great thing about OEA is as an adjunct to the Wegovy Ozempic drugs is OEA. The main reason I zeroed in on it when we were formulating these products is because OEA has a unique ability to help us maintain lean muscle mass while we age, but also as we go through rapid weight loss journeys. And that's one of the big issues we're seeing with these weight loss drugs. Up to 60% of the weight lost is actually muscle mass. After the age of 35, you do not want to let go of any muscle mass. It's one of the main predictors of how healthy you'll be if you make it to 80. It's extremely important to hold on to. So OEA has been shown to actually help us hold on to more of that lean muscle mass as we lose weight. So it's a very valuable tool for people who are on the Wegovy Ozempic type drugs, especially as an off-ramp. In using both together, what we see with the ReShape is we wouldn't really expect the full oomph of this product to happen until 3 months. You're going to get a good start at 1 month, but it's really going to be three before you see real good modulation differences. So I could see some overlap with this, but I don't know if long-term they'd be good one on top of one another.
Got it. So to learn more and to order a special offer to our Intelligent Medicine listeners, you can visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And ReShape contains some other useful ingredients. It's got berberine as well and something else, I think?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon. Okay. All helpful for blood sugar and metabolism regulation. Maggie Frank, I want to thank you. Once again, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. Great product. Thanks for joining us. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Is to fight, to struggle, to overcome, and ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
There are some ugly numbers when it comes to 401k balances.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Studies show people in their 30s have a staggeringly low amount of money in their 401ks. Even when companies match, they're wasting free money. Millennials have to put more money away.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved,
I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Man suspected of shooting two Minnesota lawmakers, leaving one of them dead, is now in custody. Authorities say Vance Bolter arrested Sunday evening. He killed, or allegedly shot and killed, former Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, and later shot and wounded two others. Former Senator and foreign policy expert Jim Talent says although the U.S. would like to see the mullahs removed from power in Iran, it would be a mistake to make a regime change an explicit goal as the U.S. seeks to dismantle the country's nuclear threat.
But I also think that if we act in order to protect an extremely important but narrow interest, that is to keep them from getting a nuclear weapon, and we have to attack Iran, I think that will empower the opposition.
And he says there's a chance the destruction of Iran's nuclear program could spark a revolution against the regime.
I think people there are fed up. Inflation is extremely high. The power is unreliable. The regime is cracking down all the time, and not just on the rights of women, but on anybody who's dissenting.
Senator Talent speaking this week on the Salem Radio Network. Also at townhall.com, the Middle East bracing for an extended conflict as deadly strikes between the Israelis and Iran continue.
Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said that if Israeli strikes on Iran stop, then our responses will also stop. He also says that while the United States has told Iran they're not involved, the U.S. is considered a partner in these attacks and must take responsibility.
That is correspondent Jennifer King reporting. Heavy flooding being blamed now for the deaths of at least four people in West Virginia. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your life. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of four natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. See if we can get you out of pain by taking their 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF.
A judge has blocked President Trump's firing of three Democrats on the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Here's White House correspondent Greg Pugston.
The judge ruled that the commissioners can resume their duties because their dismissals were unlawful. The five-member commission is best known for issuing recalls to help protect consumers from dangerous products. Trump administration attorneys argued that the president has constitutional authority to remove the individuals, but the federal statute says commissioners can only be fired for neglect of duty or malfeasance, allegations that have not been made. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Is Father's Day starting to get a little more attention as a holiday? Many people say it might as well be removed from the calendar, saying it carries about as much clout as, well, Groundhog Day. The National Retail Federation says not so fast, adding the spending disparity with Mother's Day may be just narrowing somewhat. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. It is controversial, no doubt about that. Correspondent Julie Walker reports the French president visiting Greenland to show European support for the island that coveted, of course, by President Trump.
French President Emmanuel Macron in Greenland on his way to the G7 in Canada. The European leader reiterating his criticism of President Trump's intention to take control of the strategic Arctic island by force if necessary, speaking mainly in French, saying, I don't think that's something allies do, and in English, restating support.
Convey a message of friendship and solidarity from France and the European Union to help this territory to face the different challenges.
Macron met with Greenland's leader as well as the Danish Prime Minister, since Greenland is an autonomous territory within Denmark. I'm Julie Walker.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com. /book.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we'll begin with a movie star doing the radio thing. And then later we continue the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Kalen Matter. Joseph Cotten's extensive film credits include working with Orson Welles in Citizen Kane, The Magnificent Ambersons, and Journey into Fear, Shadow of a Doubt and Under Capricorn for director Alfred Hitchcock, and Gaslight alongside Ingrid Bergman and Charles Boyer. We also did lots of radio, including multiple episodes of Suspense. This example adapts a famous story by Richard Connell. Joe Kearns is the man in black, we'll name it in just a moment. I'll just let you know it's from February 1st, 1945.
Now, Roma Wines presents... Suspense! Tonight's most dangerous game, starring Joseph Cotten with J. Carroll Nash. Suspense is presented for your enjoyment by Roma Wines. That's R-O-M-A, Roma Wines. Yes, right now a glassful would be very pleasant, as Roma Wines bring you...
Mr. Joseph Cotten as Sanger Rainford, with J. Carroll Nash as General Zaroff, in the greatest manhunt story written in our time, The Most Dangerous Game, a supreme adventure in suspense.
I haven't much time. Any moment now, he may come in. When he does, I'm going to kill him. It's him or me. And I'm going to do my best to make it him. Maybe it sounds crazy to you. I guess it does. Would have sounded crazy to me a few days ago when I was laughing and joking with Whitney on the yacht. I was on a pleasure trip. A pleasure trip. How could I or anyone realize then the horror and torment I was to go through? How was I to know of Ivan and the Death Swamp and the hounds? How was I to know of Zaroff? Think of it. It was only 4 nights ago that the ship went down. We'd been talking about the island. Shiptrap Island, Whitney said it was called on the charts. He was sleepy and started on down below to turn in. I was mixing myself a nightcap when I looked up and saw it. A tremendous reef racing at us out of the fog. It screamed out a warning, but it was too late. We were right upon it. Oh, ship exploded right on top of Whitney and the members of the crew. The force of the explosion hurled me into the blood-warm waters. Terrified at the suddenness and surprise, my stomach weak and sick at the thought of the others. The sea was eddying furiously around, sinking remnants of the ship, and a certain cool-headedness came to me, making me swim desperately away, or I might not have lived to go through the horror which was soon to come. I struck out to the right in the direction of the island Whitney had been telling me about. I have no recollection of how long I swam, but all at once I heard the muttering and growling of the sea breaking on a rocky shore. With my remaining strength, I dragged myself from the swirling waters. Jagged crags appeared to jut up endlessly into the night. All in, gasping, my hands raw, I at last reached a flat place at the top. I flung myself down at the jungle edge and tumbled headlong into the deepest sleep of my life. When I awoke, I was in a strange place, having no idea how I got there.
Our friend seems to be awakening.
Hmm? What? Where is this? Where am I? Where's Whitney?
Oh. Do not be alarmed, my friend. My man, Ivan, found you on the cliff. He brought you here to be taken care of.
There's life on this island. I hardly believed.
Well, few people do. Yes, you are quite safe here in my castle. Mr. Rainsford.
I'm Sanger Rainsford of New York. My yacht.
Oh, Sanger Rainsford. Well, it is indeed a very great pleasure and an honor to welcome Mr. Sanger Rainsford, the celebrated hunter, to my home.
You know me?
By reputation only. I've read your book about hunting snow leopards in Tibet. My name is General Zarov.
Well, I can't tell you how happy I am to meet you, General.
And I cannot tell you how happy I am to meet you, Mr. Rainsford. But come, we shouldn't be chatting here. We can talk later. You must be hungry.
I am, rather.
What? Well, Ivan, he thought you would like a robe. He's drying your clothes for you.
Oh, thank you.
Ivan is an incredibly strong fellow, but you must not mind his looks. His ears were cut off in battle, and he has the misfortune to be deaf and dumb. He is sensitive about his appearance. A simple fellow, really, but I am afraid a bit savage.
Oh?
He has been in our family for years. Follow Ivan, if you please, Mr. Rainsford. I was about to have lunch just before you woke, but we can have it together now. Does the robe fit you all right?
Oh, yes, perfectly, thanks. You have quite a collection of heads here. Lions, tigers, elephants, moose, bears. I don't believe I've ever seen more perfect specimens.
They are nice. I take great pride in them.
You have good cause.
Well, coming from you, Mr. Rainsford, that is a great compliment. Well, here we are. If you will sit over there, please.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Ivan.
Well, this soup looks delicious.
Thank you. Perhaps you were surprised that I recognized your name, Mr. Rainsford.
Well,
you see, I read all books on hunting. I have but one passion in my life, and it is the hunt.
Your heads are really remarkable, General. That Cape Buffalo is the largest I've ever seen. You know, I've always thought the Cape Buffalo the most dangerous of all game.
No, you are wrong, sir. The Cape Buffalo is not the most dangerous game. Ivan, the wine.
How does he understand you?
He reads my lips. I think you would like the champagne, Mr. Rainsford. Ivan chills it expertly. No, the Cape Buffalo is not the most dangerous game. Here in my preserve on this island, I hunt more dangerous game.
Is there a big game on this island?
The biggest.
Really?
Oh, it isn't here naturally, of course. I have to stock the island.
Oh, well, what have you imported, General? Jaguars?
No. Hunting jaguars ceased to interest me some years ago. I exhausted their possibilities, you see. Oh, may I pour you another glass of champagne, Mr. Rainsford?
Well, thank you, General.
Well, that's good. You know, God makes some men poets, some he makes kings, some beggars. Me, he made a hunter. My hand was made for the trigger, my father once said. My whole life has been one prolonged hunt. I have hunted every kind of game in every land. Grizzlies in the Iraqis, crocodiles in the Ganges, rhinoceroses in East Africa. Jaguars. In the Amazon, I hunted jaguars. I heard they were unusually cunning. Right. They weren't. They were no match at all for a hunter with his wits about him and a high-powered rifle. Well, I was bitterly disappointed. I was lying in my tent with a splitting headache one night when a terrible thought pushed its way into my mind. Hunting was beginning to bore me, and hunting, remember, had been my life. Well, this was a tragic moment, was it not, Mr. Well, Rainsford?
It must have been indeed, General Zara. Fortunately, that never happened to me.
Ah, but you are much younger than I am, Mr. Rainsford, and you have not hunted much. But you perhaps can guess why the hunt no longer fascinated me.
You'll have to tell me, General.
Well, hunting had ceased to be what you call a sporting proposition. It had become too easy. I always got my quarry, always. No animal had a chance with me anymore. The animal had nothing but his legs and his instinct. Instinct is no match for reason.
I see.
It came to me as an inspiration, what I must do.
And that was?
Well, I had to invent a new animal to hunt.
Oh, a new animal? Are you kidding?
Not at all. I never joke about hunting. I needed a new animal. I found one, so I bought this island, built this castle, and here I do my hunting. The island is perfect for my purposes. There are jungles with maze of trails in them, hills, swamps.
But the animal, General Zaroff.
Well, I wanted the ideal animal to hunt. So I said, what are the attributes of an ideal quarry? And the answer was, of course, it must have courage, cunning, and above all, it must be able to reason.
But no animal can reason.
My dear fellow, there is one that can.
One?
One.
You can't mean...
And why not?
Oh, I can't believe you're serious, General Zaroff. You're just joking.
Joking? I'm quite serious. I'm speaking about hunting.
Hunting? You're speaking of murder.
Dear me, that unpleasant word. But I think I can show you that your scruples are quite ill-founded.
I doubt that.
I hunt the scum of the earth. Sailors from tramp ships, Lascars, Mongols.
But they are men.
Precisely. That is why I use them. They can reason after a fashion. Oh, they are dangerous.
But where do you get them?
Well, we will visit my training school. It is in the cellar. I have about a dozen pupils locked down there now. They're from the Spanish barque, San Lacar. They had the bad luck to go on the rocks out there. Well, a very inferior lot, I regret to say. Another glass?
No.
You see, it is a game. I suggest to one of them that we go hunting. I give him a supply of food and an excellent hunting knife. I give him 2 hours' start. If my quarry eludes me for 3 whole days, he wins the game. If I find him, well, he loses.
Suppose he refused to be hunted?
Well, I give him his choice, of course. He need not play that game if he does not wish to. If he does not wish to hunt, I turn him over to Ivan. Ivan used to be official knouter to my old king. And he has his own ideas of sport. Invariably, Mr. Rainsford, invariably, they choose to hunt.
And if they win?
Well, to date, I have not lost. Oh, I do not wish you to think me a braggart, Mr. Rainsford. Many of them afford only the most elementary sort of problem. Occasionally, I strike a tartar. One almost did win. I eventually had to use the hound.
The hound?
Well, this way, please. Come, I will show you. See, wait a minute. I'll open the window. Yeah, nice boy. Hello, boys. They are a rather good lot, I think, huh? They are let out at 7 every night. If anyone should try to get into my castle or out of it, something extremely regrettable would occur to him. But enough of this. Come. I want to show you a collection of heads I'm quite sure you've never seen before. Will you join me in the library
here,
for coffee?
Look here, General Zaroff. I appreciate your hospitality and your rescuing me more than I can say, but well, I'm not bored with hunting.
Well, good, good, excellent. Tonight we will hunt, then, eh, Rainfall?
General, I wish to leave this island at once.
Tonight we will hunt. You... And I.
You're wrong, General. I won't hunt.
Oh.
I won't murder.
That is too bad. Well, as you wish, my friend. The choice rests entirely with you. But may I not venture to suggest to you that you will find my idea of sport more devastating than you want.
Now, wait a minute.
My dear fellow.
You don't mean you plan to hunt me?
My dear fellow, have I not told you I always mean what I say about hunting? This is really an inspiration. I drink to a foeman worthy of my steel. At last.
I simply can't believe. This must be some sort of a dream.
Ah, your brain against mine, your woodcraft against mine, your strength, your stamina against mine. Outdoor chess. And the stake is not without value, huh?
And if I win?
Oh, well, then I will cheerfully acknowledge myself defeated. And if I do not find you by midnight of the third day, my sloop will place you on the mainland near the town. Oh, you must trust me. I will give you my word as a gentleman and a sportsman. Of course, you, in turn, must agree to say nothing of your visit here.
I'll agree to nothing of the kind.
Oh. Well, in that case... Well, but why discuss that now? 3 days hence, we can discuss it, unless... Well, what is your choice, Mr. Ainsworth?
I'm a hunter. You know my choice.
Good. Ivan Hero will supply you with hunting clothes, food, and knives. I suggest you wear moccasins. They leave a poorer trail. I suggest, too, that you avoid the big swamp in the northeast corner of the island. We call it Death Swamp. There's quicksand there. Well, I must beg you to excuse me now. I always take a siesta after lunch. You will want to start, no doubt. Well, au revoir, Mr. Rainsford. Au revoir.
Look here. Isn't there any way I can...
We're right in the middle of an episode of Suspense. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Cinerama presents Bruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Redding on Saturday, June 21st, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games, delicious food, and more.
Next to the Sundial Bridge along the Sacramento River.
With cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions.
Don't miss Bruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, June 21st. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us. What shall we do
about them? Now, let's get back to Suspense on When Radio Was.
fought my way through the bush for 2 hours, repeating to myself over and over again, I must keep my nerve, I must keep my nerve. My whole idea at first was to put distance between myself and General Zaroff, and to this end I had plunged along through the thicket, spurred on by the sharp rowls of something very much like panic. Now, I had got a grip on myself, had stopped, and was taking stock of the situation. I saw that straight flight was futile. Inevitably, it would bring me face to face with the sea. I'll give him a trail to follow, I muttered, and I struck off from the rude path I had been following and into the trackless wilderness. I made a series of intricate loops. I doubled on my trail again and again, recalling all the lore of the fox hunt and all the dodges of the fox. Night found me exhausted, my hands and face lashed by the branches on a thickly wooded ridge. My need for rest was imperative, and I thought, if I played the fox, now I must play the cat of the fable. A big tree with a thick trunk and outspread branches was nearby, and taking care to leave not the slightest mark, I climbed up and stretched out on one of the broad limbs. Rest brought me new confidence and almost a feeling of security. Even so expert a hunter as General Zaroff could not trace me here, I assured myself. An apprehensive night crawled slowly by, my mind keenly alert for any sound, any warning. And towards the dawn, an instinct I never knew existed, like an animal must possess, impel me to look far in the distance in a westerly direction. Sure enough, following the trail with the sureness of a bloodhound, came General Zaroff. Nothing escaped those searching black eyes. No crushed blade of grass, no bent twig, no mark, no matter how faint, in the moss. My heart pounding furiously, I slid down quickly from the tree and struck off again in the woods. I knew I had to do something desperate, and I knew I had little time in which to do it. 300 yards from my hiding place, I stopped where a huge dead tree leaned precariously on a smaller living one. Throwing off my sack of food, I took my knife from the sheath and began to work with all my energy. The job was finished at last. And I threw myself down behind a fallen log 100 feet away. I did not have to wait long.
Of my voice, as I suppose you are. Let me congratulate you. Not many men know how to make a Malay man catcher. Luckily for me, I too have hunted in Malacca. You are proving interesting, Mr. Rainsford. You are proving interesting. The tree brushed my shoulder as I jumped back. I am going to have the wound dressed. It is only slight. But I shall be back, Mr. Rainsford. I shall be back.
It was flight now. A desperate, hopeless flight that carried me on for hours. I don't know where I got the strength. I kept telling myself over and over again that I must keep my nerve, that I was competing with a monster, a super huntsman. Dusk came, then darkness, and still I managed to press on. The ground grew softer under my moccasins. The vegetation grew ranker, denser. Insects bit at me savagely. Suddenly, as I stepped forward, my foot sank into the ooze. And I wrenched back. Mud sucked viciously at my foot like a giant leech. Violent effort. I tore my foot loose. I knew where I was then. Death swamp in its quicksand. But the softness of the earth had given me an idea. I stepped back from the quicksand a dozen feet or so and began to dig. When the pit was above my shoulders, I climbed out and from some hard saplings cut stakes and sharpened them to a fine point. These stakes I planted in the bottom of the pit with a point sticking up. As fast as I could, I wove a rough carpet of weeds and branches and with it covered the mouth of the pit. Then, wet with sweat and aching with tiredness, I crouched behind the stump of a lightning-charred tree. I knew Zaroff was coming. I could hear the paddling sound of feet on the soft earth. He was not feeling his way along foot by foot. He was coming and coming fast. Crouching there, I couldn't see him nor the pit. I lived a year and a minute, frozen, every muscle tensed.
Excellent, Rainsford. Yes, excellent. You have done well. Your Burmese tiger pit has claimed one of my finest hounds. Again you score. I think, Mr. Renford, I will see what you can do against my whole pack. I am going back to get them now. Thank you for a most amusing evening.
At daybreak, lying near the swamp, I was awakened by a sound that made me know that I had new things to learn about fear. It was a distant sound, faint and wavering, but I knew it. It was the baying of a pack of hounds. I could do one of two things. I could stay where I was and wait. That was suicide. I could flee. That was postponing the inevitable. I put my every last hope into that tiger pit. For a moment, I stood there thinking. All at once, an idea that held a wild chance came to me, and tightening my belt, I headed away from the swamp. The baying of the hounds grew nearer. It would be on me any minute now. My mind worked frantically. I thought of a native trick I had learned in Gandhi. I caught hold of a springy young sapling and to it fastened my hunting knife with a blade pointing down the trail. With a bit of wild grapevine, I tied back the sapling. Then I ran for my life. The hounds raised their terrifying voices as they hit the fresh scent. I knew then how an animal at bay feels. Last, I had to stop to get my breath. The baying of the hounds stopped just as suddenly. With it, my heart stopped too. They must have reached the night. Excitedly, I shinned up a tree and looked back. My pursuers had stopped all right. But the hope that had been in my brain when I climbed died. For in the shallow valley, I saw that General Zaroff was still on his feet. But Ivan was not. Apparently, he had come along to hold the hound. The knife, driven by the recoil of the springing tree, had splintered through his chest. I hardly tumbled to the ground when the pack took up the cry again. Nerve. I panted as I dashed along. A blue gap showed between the trees, dead ahead. The hounds were almost on top of me. I forced myself toward the gap. I reached it. It was the shore of the sea. Across the cove, I could see the gloomy gray stone of Zaroff's castle. 20 feet below me, the sea rumbled and hissed. I hesitated. I heard the hounds. Then I leaped far out into the sea. He was good to me. And I am here safe in the general's bedroom waiting for him. The 3 days are up and I have eluded him. But now I know I must go further. In a moment we will meet, he and I. Only one of us is going to live. You understand that now.
The Russian, Russian, Renford.
General?
Renford, how on earth did you get here?
Swam. I found it easier and quicker than walking through your jungle.
Well, I congratulate you. You have won the game.
Oh, no, General. I'm still a beast at bay. Here. Get ready, General Zaroff.
Oh.
Yes, two of them.
Oh. Well, I see. Splendid. One of us, then, is to furnish a repast for the hounds. The other will sleep in this very excellent bed. En garde, Drinkford.
General?
Guard! Good, Drinkford!
Ah, General.
Watch now, Drinkford. Come on.
My late host said it would be. A very excellent bed.
And so closes The Most Dangerous Game by Richard Connell, starring Joseph Cotten as Rainsford with J. Carroll Nash as General Zaroff. Tonight's study in Suspense. Suspense is produced, edited, and directed by William Spear. Joseph Cotten appeared through the courtesy of David O. Selznick and is currently being seen in the Selznick production Since You Went Away. J. Carroll Nash is soon to be seen in the Paramount picture A Medal for Benny. Our thanks also to RKO, who began production today on The Most Dangerous Game, and through whose cooperation this story was presented tonight on Suspense.
From February 1st of 1945, J. Carroll Nash will later star on radio as the title character in the comedy series Life with Luigi. While the first film version of the 1924 novel The Most Dangerous Game was the 1932 motion picture of the same name, which starred Joel McRae as Rainsford and Leslie Banks as Zaroff. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Wind Radio was part three of the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Kalin Matter. We'll be right back.
The fog is thick, the atmosphere is heavy, and the game's afoot once again.
I was wondering what to do when a covered van drove up with two men in it. They took something out of the van and carried it up the steps to the hall door. Mr. Holmes, it was a coffin.
World-famous consulting detective Sherlock Holmes and his trusted aide Dr. Watson roam the streets of Victorian London in search of clues to unlock each thrilling mystery. In Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries.
Who has it, Watson? Why is it held back? That's the question that beats in my brain like a hammer.
Well, perhaps this mad wife of his carried it off with her. It could be in her house in Paris even now.
Yeah, but how could we search for it without the French police having their suspicions aroused? It's a case where the law is as dangerous to us as the criminals. Every man's hand is against us, and the interests at stake are colossal.
These 16 immortal adventures are adapted from the original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and produced by Jim French.
Do you really think the regular forces will be there in time?
If I did, Watson, we'd still be at Baker Street. The situation strikes me as so desperate that the most extreme measures are justified. We are, as usual, the irregulars, and we must make our own line of action.
Find out who done it in Radio Spirit's The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries. For a limited time, it's half price. Pay just $15.98. So go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 now. And use offer code CLASS77 to save 50%.
You seem to have powers that are hardly human, Mr. Holmes.
This half-price offer will soon vanish into the London fog. So get The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code CLASS77. This offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Did you know that, according to a recent survey, up to 59% of us say our phones are the most convenient way to make an online purchase? Soti is an industry leader in business mobility solutions, and they just came out with a report on social commerce. Miguel Shonoff has more.
Over half of them say that purchasing items that are advertised on social media is really a quick and easy way to keep up with the latest trends. But over 70% really worry about the data security when purchasing items through social media. 35% also said that those items took a long time to be delivered. And just over a quarter said that the products they ended up receiving looked very different from the ones that they ended up purchasing.
So if you're selling stuff on social, make sure you have the tech to back it up. More is at soti.net. That's SOTI.net.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Wind Radio Was, where it's time once again for Johnny Dollar. Here's part three of the Kalin Matter. Enjoy.
From Hollywood, it's time now for Johnny Dollar.
This is Reynosa, L.A. Police.
Oh, hiya, Sergeant. Any luck?
Nothing. This Topo Leanley boy's been in jams before. He's a tough cookie, and we don't scare him a bit.
What's his story?
Says he was walking through the courtyard of the apartment house when you jumped him from the bushes. Claims he thought it was a stick-up and fired that shot at you in self-defense.
What was he doing there in the first place?
Calling on a girlfriend, only she'd given him the wrong address.
Sure.
Well, we can hold him overnight for carrying a concealed weapon, but that's about all, Johnny. He'll make bail in the morning.
Well, fine, let him. Things aren't adding up, and it's got him worried. He's afraid he's being double-crossed, and he's fighting mad about it. On the loose, maybe he'll be a help to us.
How?
Maybe he can find Eddie Kalin.
What are you talking about? Eddie Kalin's downtown in the morgue on a marble slab.
Sergeant, want to bet?
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Los Angeles, to the home office, Trinity Mutual Insurance Company Limited, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the Kalin matter. Expense account continued. I was following a hunch, one that had started when Sergeant Reynosa said the police found the door of the Kalin apartment locked on the night of Eddie's death, locked with a key. And now the hunch was stronger. The way Leanley had acted, Topo Leanley, the gambler from whom Eddie had won $60,000 that night. Things like Lila Kalin had said about her husband, they all added up. But it was still only a hunch, not proof, and proof I had to have. And at the moment, the only chance I could see of getting it was to backtrack on Eddie Kalin, his hangouts, his contacts, his missing friend, Pete Steimer, his movements during the hours before his car was found blazing at the bottom of a canyon in Palos Verdes. In a way, what I had to do was bring him back to life. Expense account item 6, $14.10. Transportation 2 and incidentals at a dim little hole-in-the-wall bar out on Santa Monica Boulevard called the Cafe Eloines. It was an out-of-the-way cliff joint dedicated to the mood Caribbean, complete with palm fronds, drinks, and coconut shells, and a lovely little hostess with a beautifully developed and well-rounded Latin accent.
You would like a nice table, amigo?
Oh, this one's fine. But I would like a nice talk. Sit down, honey. Let's get acquainted.
Well, maybe for a few minutes. My name is Pepita.
Of course. What else? I'm Johnny Dollar.
That's a funny name.
Oh, I'm a funny guy.
Will you buy me a drink?
Is that the gimmick here?
Gimmick?
Well, what do you order, a champagne cocktail?
See.
For which I pay $2? It's made with 10 cents worth of salt turn. You get a $1 kickback. Isn't that the way it's played?
Are you with the vice squad?
No, forget it. Relax. Hey, look. I'll do better than buy you a drink. What are you doing after you're through here?
No date. When I quit work here, I go straight home, amigo. And I live with my mother.
Oh, well, that's a very good arrangement. Cheaper that way for both of you. But here's $10. What I want from you is some information. About a customer who comes in here a lot, or used to anyway. Eddie Kalin. You know him?
You are not the police, or you would not give me $10 just for talking. Sure, I know Eddie. What you want to know about him?
When did you see him last?
On Thursday, the day before he was killed.
How did he act? What did he say? Anything out of the ordinary?
He said he loved me madly, passionately, devotionally. And if I do not love him too, he will kill himself. Just like ordinary. He was lying, of course. But he always was such exciting to listen. Then he buy me champagne cocktail and borrow from me the money to pay for it.
Quite a boy.
Que hombre. He was, how you say, he was the most.
Yeah. How long was he in here that night?
Quien sabe. 1 hour, perhaps.
By himself?
No. With his amigo, with Pete.
Pete Steimer, huh?
Yes.
Have you seen Pete since then?
No. I do not think nobody has seen him.
What do you think's happened to him?
Who knows? Maybe he is too sad for Eddie dying. So he is hide out someplace or by himself.
Well, it's a theory. Did Eddie seem worried that night?
No.
Scared?
No, not scared.
Nothing special on his mind, apparently.
No, just like always. Just like Eddie. You know.
No, I never met him.
Oh? Then why you ask this question?
Oh, just a routine business matter. What about women?
Women?
Yeah, other girlfriends of Eddie's. Next to you, of course.
Oh, next to me. With Eddie, every girl was first.
Well, what about the nightclub here? Any of them come in here, work here?
Oh, Eddie was too smart for that. In each one place, only one girl. That way, no trouble. Eddie was smart.
Yeah, he was the most.
See.
What about girls in other places around town? Do you know any of them?
No, I do not know any, but...
But you've heard rumors.
Well, there is a place which is called the Brass Monkey.
Ah, yeah.
They have girls there which, how you say it, they take off some clothes and go jump around with the music.
Strippers?
Yes, strippers. Well, somebody is always make jokes with me about one of those strippers. They say Eddie has the big thing with her. They think to make me mad, but there's no difference to me. I know how Eddie is.
Do you know the girl's name?
It's a very silly name, which she has make up. It's Marty Midnight.
Marty Midnight.
She has black hair like me, but mine is natural black.
Oh, yeah, sure, I figured as much. It's very beautiful.
Muchas gracias, Johnny.
Well, thanks for some pleasant conversation.
You are leaving now?
Yeah, why?
But maybe you will come back. No?
I wasn't planning to.
After 1 o'clock, I am through working. If you will come back... No?
No. We wouldn't want to worry your poor old mother, would we? Keep her waiting up.
What are you talking about? My mother is living in Havana, Cuba.
We'll be back with more Johnny Dollar right after this short break.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
And now back to the man with the action-packed expense account, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Expense account item 7, $23.40. More transportation and some more of those incidentals. This time at the Brass Monkey Inn. That name had come up twice now. Eddie Kalin's widow had mentioned it first. So I figured I'd better have a look at it. The Eloines had been a fairly quiet place, dimly lighted with a big play on that mystery of the jungle routine. But the Brass Monkey was a pony of a different tint. At the Brass Monkey, they let down their hair and really lived. The chorus line was on and at it when I arrived. And strangely enough, the girls were all dolls. Pert, young, lively. Seven of them, left to right. But not one of the seven had midnight black hair. I leaned against the service bar and waited for the bartender to come down out of the clouds and notice me. And he finally did.
Oh, sorry, Buster. Just couldn't see you for looking at you.
Oh, that's all right. Who'd bother with a customer at a time like this?
Another art lover. Man, man, I'll tell you true, there is the cream of the crop. Seven shining sisters. The Pleiades, brother. The absolute up-top zenith of the entire physiastic firmament. What do you have to drink?
Scotch over ice.
Checo. I read a lot. That's where I get all them big words. Always try to better myself. Get ahead, man, that's the thing.
Yes, so I've heard.
So I read all the time. And I got a system, too, a shortcut. You know all them books you see around? You know what they're full of?
Well, opinions vary.
Words. And you know where they get them? From the dictionary. So I don't mess around. I go right to headquarters. The only book I read is the dictionary.
You what?
Sure. Read it through twice. And now I'm clear up the J on the third time around. You know what a Joss house is?
Yeah, it's a Chinese temple. I think I need that drink now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Buster. Yeah. Say, you're pretty smart yourself.
Oh, I'm a pedant.
Pedant? That's with a P. Nah, I won't get to that for another 3 months. That's a buck even for the drink.
Here you go. Keep the change.
Well, thanks. Hey, this is a 20 you give me.
Yeah, I know.
See. Well, Buster, the answer is no. I can't fix you up with one of the girls.
All I want is some information.
Like what?
Like where is Marty Midnight this evening?
Oh, that I wouldn't know. She hasn't been around since, not for the last 4 or 5 nights.
Since Eddie Kalin was murdered? Is that what you're about to say?
Police?
Insurance investigator. The company I represent issued a policy on it.
Eddie Kalin with insurance?
Yeah, he took it out about 2 months ago.
Who's the beneficiary?
His what?
Well, I never met the gal, but I guess she's got something coming. She must have took quite a beating off of Eddie. Man, oh man, that cat could really operate.
So I get it. You happen to know where Marty lives?
Nah, she moved a few weeks ago, after she took up with Eddie. I don't even know her real name.
Hey, is the manager here?
I'm the manager, Buster. I hired him, fired him, and in between, just look at him. Oh, man, what a life.
Do you know a friend of Eddie's named Pete Steimer?
Sure I know. He hasn't been around either.
Disappeared that same night, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a bad night all around. There was another guy dropped out of sight, too. A hood named Mike Kelso. One of Topo Leanley's boys.
You know Topo?
He comes in all the time. Hey, wait a minute. You must be the cat that broke his arm. Well, congratulations, felicitations, and happy days. I'll have a drink myself on that.
Real popular boy.
Oh, the most. I understand he got his start by leaning out of his baby carriage and shoving his mother under a car.
Was he in here that night?
Well, sure. That's where Eddie met him. I told Eddie to stay clear of that game. And was I right?
And you think that's why he was killed, for the $60,000 he won that night?
Buster, that's the type of question I never answer. And that's exactly why I stay so healthy.
Well, you don't have to answer. That's where all the logic points. Eddie met Tom Bolini in here that night and was invited into one of Leamy's big-time poker games. Eddie was lucky, plenty lucky, and Leamy got hit hard. He decided he wouldn't stand still for it, so he and his muscle man, Mike Kelso, went around to Eddie's apartment, beat him up, got the $60,000, took Eddie out to the Palos Verdes Hills, ran him off the cliff, and set fire to his car.
Any reason why it couldn't have happened like that?
No. But there are a lot of loose ends. Like what has happened to Pete Steimer and Marty Midnight?
Scared silly, hiding out.
Mike Kelso.
Same thing, he's sweating it out, waiting to see which way the wind blows. Or there's whispers around that he double-crossed Topo and ran out with the dough.
Could be. But I keep remembering that door.
What door?
To Eddie's apartment. It was left locked with a key.
So what's it got to do with everything? Uh-oh, the police. I'm raided again. Hey, Red, dump that water, bar, whiskey down a sink. Jackie, get back there and tell the girls to cover up. Now, take it easy, you cats. Just keep your seats. Everything is copious.
Relax, relax. It's not a raid. That's Sergeant Reynosa. He's handling a Canelan case.
Buster, a cop's a cop no matter what he's handling. Now, shake it up, Red. Turn on that water in the sink and dump it all in.
What the devil are you doing here, Johnny?
Having a drink? What's up, Sergeant?
I'm looking for a girl who's supposed to work here, named Marty Midnight.
So am I. What's your reason?
Suspicion of murder.
What?
The guy was killed in her apartment about an hour ago. The neighbors heard the shots. And it's real crazy, Johnny. It just can't be, but it is. We got a fast check on the fingerprints. You know who the guy was?
Sure. It was Eddie Kalin.
Here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a stakeout, a manhunt, and a tired intern breaking his heart to keep life in a broken body. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
And that was part three of the Kalin Matter. We'll present the penultimate installment of that five-part Johnny Dollar storyline at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had motion picture leading man Joseph Cotten in an offering of suspense. Well, he would work multiple times alongside his lifelong pal Orson Welles in some top films, including Citizen Kane. But can you name the 1949 British thriller featuring Cotton as Holly Martins and Welles as Harry Lime? I'll have the answer, then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard the knocked-out jailbird sing.
MusicRewind.com introduces That's Rock and Roll, a 3-CD collection of the all-time greatest rock hits. Experience music from some of the most important rock and roll trailblazers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Four Seasons, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, The Everly Brothers, and so many more.
Call me the Wanderer.
Buy That's Rock and Roll today for the low price of $19.98. Order now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCK77.
Well, love, darling, come and go with me. Don't let me be beyond me. I know, darling, so come go.
Order That's Rock and Roll now to take a sea cruise with Frankie Ford while dancing in your blue suede shoes with Carl Perkins or run away with Del Shannon. Just go to MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 to pay just $19.98. Don't forget promo code ROCK77 to save on shipping. MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Enjoy 74 original recordings for only $19.98. Remember, promo code ROCK77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-7000. 3726. 833-722-3726. Or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. And before the break, I wanted to know the name of the 1949 British thriller featuring Joseph Cotten as Holly Martins and Orson Welles as Harry Lyme. Directed by Carol Reed and written by Graham Greene, and considered one of the greatest film noir motion pictures, the answer is The Third Man. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it, but hey, remember to visit us over at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.